Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Joanne Moretti joining us here in just a minute. And we can have you also if you want to be a part of the show. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the show. All right, so with that, let's go ahead and bring in Joanne, as always, on Wednesdays. So, Joanne, it's time to say hi here.
Well, hello, Proof. Hello, it's great to see everybody here tonight. It's great to hear, be here. How's it going, Proof? How was your week?
It's happening. My wife comes back from vacation tomorrow, so it'll be nice to have the house in full order again.
Yeah, there you go. You left unsupervised, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Everybody needs a break.
At least I know what bathroom
I hope she's having a wonderful time. Say it again.
At least I know which bathroom to use.
There you go, right? That's always a plus. The confusion is just too much now. You see, the military's getting over that. I saw a big thing today, how the generals are all saying that they're sick of this woke baloney and they're not going to be teaching this woke curriculum to the soldiers. They need readiness more than they need anything else. Yeah, well, they need unity and readiness. We're in trouble. Biden spilled the beans again today.
Today again? What did he do this time?
Oh, God, you don't even know. He needed to be, he's on a trip, all right? He went to see Prince Charles, and now he's at some NATO meeting. And he's completely embarrassing us. All right, King Charles had to walk him around, literally take him by the hand and guide him. Okay, the guy was completely screwed up. Yeah, then he skipped the NATO dinner because it was a grueling trip. But he was seen a couple of days earlier dragging a lawn chair across a beach in Delaware, Rehoboth Beach. Then he's with all these NATO people, and he's in Lithuania now, right? He, again, had a lot of issues there. He showed a ton of hypocrisy, of course. And then after pushing his climate change and having his ass say what a terrifying emergency it was during a meeting, that one was in UK, Biden showed how much he cared about it with a 30-plus car gas-guzzling motorcade, and he was touring around Lithuania in that. And then he had more confusion. He was obviously out of his mind. It was embarrassing. But he said something weird. He said something about Russia now. Let me read you this quote because it's, first of all, they asked him to sign something, so he said, I got to sign this? Just my signature, right? So he didn't even know what he was signing. And then this guy, Nasada from Lithuania, showed him a Presidential Medal of Freedom, and Joe Biden jokes. He says, I'm going to wear that. You know, Nasada did not look happy with that joke, but I don't think he's going to be getting that award anytime soon, especially after we made fun of it. And then he got up and he's walking away from the reporters. But he said, it didn't take us long to get thousands of troops here when Russia invaded the second time. We'll be assured that you're going to have all that you need. We have the Secretary of Defense here today. We can send him along. Now, what's he saying? Is he saying that we have thousands of troops already there? Or he's sending thousands of troops? What's the Secretary of Defense doing there at a NATO meeting?
That's
what's this
question.
Guy talking about? Yeah, I mean, is he planning on World War III here? He just blurted that out. It didn't take us long to get thousands of troops there.
So that it's illegal to use cluster bombs, but we're going to do it because we ran out of ammunition.
Yes, I heard that. That's insane Proof. Those things don't always explode, and you have little bombs laying around for decades. You know, people get blown up from those things. They lose limbs. Children die if those don't explode. They look like toys. The little kid picks it up, it's going to blow them up. No, cluster bombs are very much illegal. They are random. You know, if you're having a war, don't you think you should have precision instruments? These aren't precision. These are like ball bearings. They fly everywhere, and then they blow up again.
That's so like, why is it okay for Brandon to put these out there?
It's not okay, and the excuse they're using is we're running out of ammunition. Well, don't you think we should stop giving away until we restock? I mean, China is threatening to invade Taiwan. North Korea is lighting off candles. Iran's acting up. And I want to know, what do you mean it didn't take us long to get thousands of troops here? Do we have thousands of troops there?
That's a good question.
Right? Why would he say that? He's the president of the United States. And I don't take all of it as acting like a noodlehead or sundowners, whatever it is. You know, sure, he's got Alzheimer's, but that was very, very precise what he said. Didn't take us long to get thousands of troops here. Something else you want to share with the rest of the class? Like Congress? And if Ukraine does join NATO, we're automatically in a war with Russia. You know, all for one, one for all. If Ukraine, one of the NATO countries, is at war, so are we.
So let me ask you here then, is it possible that Brandon might be told that it's a good thing to get this war because as a wartime president, his stock might go up?
Well, of course his stock's going to go up. They're telling us that we got to make more ammunition. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Here comes the money for the military-industrial complex. Everybody's freaking out. Oh, my God, we got no artillery. We're going to start using cluster bombs. Cha-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. That's all that means.
Well, yeah.
And who's
going to
die in this war?
Are people all of a sudden going to say, forget Trump, we need Brandon?
Meanwhile, he's being led around by the hand by foreign leaders. They're laughing at us. He's a joke.
Oh, I know that. That's why I'm saying I don't think that just because we're going to war means that Brandon's automatic for getting the next election.
Yeah, he couldn't lead a parade, never mind a war. Really, he doesn't know which way to get off the stage. He doesn't know when to shut up either, obviously. You know, he won't take a reporter's question, but he'll blurt out something like that. It didn't take us long to get thousands of troops here. Where's Congress? They better check on that. Did they authorize that? You can't use the powers that Bush was using for the authorization of military use, because that was specifically for the Middle East. This is the Baltics. This is North Europe. So that doesn't fly. It's going to get us in World War III proof. That was reckless. And Putin wasted no time. He said that I'm going to move troops over to Poland. You know, if I'm at war with all of you, I better start preparing like I'm at war with all of you. And a lot of that weapons that we've been sending over there is ending up in places like Iran and Syria and Libya. How's that happening? Who's selling it to them? Or giving
That's
it to them?
Point.
And a lot of this stuff we left behind in Afghanistan is showing up in those places, too. And China has taken over Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. It's like 60 miles from their border. So China has now overtaken Bagram. So did we sell it to them, give it to them? Did the Taliban pass it on, you know, so they have degrees of separation? We got to be careful, Proof.
Yeah, but that's the thing that Brandon is still talking about, how that was one of his greatest accomplishments was to get the troops out of Afghanistan.
He did it in the worst way possible. You know, usually you take the civilians out first, then the military.
He's running on it.
Yeah, well, that was bad. He got people killed. He got 13 of our own troops killed. But he got a lot of Afghanis killed, and they are still being killed and hunted. And there's a lot of Americans that were left behind. Contractors that we hired to do work for our military, and then they got abandoned there. And Afghanis that helped us, interpreters, and the people who believed in us. It was going to be on our side now. You know, if we go over, we have to go back to one of these places. You think those people are going to be in a hurry to join up with us after the way we left them behind?
Not with Brandon there.
Us. That's right. I wouldn't
they
trust
might
us.
Trump.
Yeah, they would for Trump, because Trump never would have left them like that. Trump was pulling out our troops, but he was keeping Bahram Air Force Base, and he was keeping a residual force at that base enough to handle anything that would come their way. He was getting out of the Afghanistan politics and defending them. That was their job, but we were keeping a presence there. But that didn't happen with Biden. And now China took it over. How convenient. Especially since the Bidens have been getting millions of dollars from China. They
would
not say a bad word about China.
Why is it that Brandon apologized to Xi Jinping for shooting down that balloon in the Atlantic Ocean after it had free rein to do everything it wanted in the U.S.
Well, look at all the blackmail China has against the Bidens. All they got to do is expose that kid for the underage prostitutes they were supplying him. There's photographs. They keep telling us, oh, well, there's more that people haven't even seen on that laptop. Loads of people have seen that laptop. Hell, McCain was shopping it around to the media and to the Congress and to the FBI. It was McCain that gave it to the FBI.
Nobody wanted it.
Nobody wanted it. They didn't want to touch it. It was a hot potato. They said Giuliani was some sort of a screwball when he was trying to get people to pay attention. He said that Hunter Biden was a degenerate. That was the word he used. You know,
yeah.
And then you see these random pictures. I saw a picture recently. And it wasn't taken down by fact checkers, so it's possibly true, of Hunter Biden naked on top of his niece, his dead brother's daughter. And she looks about 13 or 14, if that. And he's got his hand on her throat, and he's molesting this girl. He's raping this girl. And there's a photograph of this, him raping his underage niece. It's still up. I scrolled past it quick, but I did see it. I don't want that type of stuff even near my computer. But it was just, you know, in the thread going by. I didn't put it there. And I quickly went past it. I didn't even click on it. But there's other pictures of Hunter Biden holding the hand of a little girl. She looks like she's six, and they got her in a bra and garters and makeup.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody saw that picture, that, and that's still floating around, too. You know, so we're worried about cocaine at the White House, or we're worried about him, his taxes. We should be worried about him, his victims. And I'm sure there's plenty of them.
What I'm trying to understand here is Brandon has to be the worst, not just criminally minded, but he is the most aloof with hiding his tracks. There are no tracks hidden whatsoever. Everything's in plain sight. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because the media runs cover for him, even though everybody knows the truth.
Yeah, well, the media has been taken over by the globalists, the CIA, the cabal, whatever you want to call it. They were taken over long ago. They even wrote a paper about it, Mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird. Now, you know, you said you wanted to talk about Christopher Wray. That was part of it today, too.
Oh, I got video after video just waiting in the hopper to play.
Yeah, well, when you're ready to talk about that, I'll set this aside. But I'll tell you what, you know, that's there, too, the media. I mean, I even saw Mika and Morning Joe in a clip, and they were talking about that Biden's handlers have to be better equipped and better prepared. And they were saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, he can't remember everything, and his staff should be right there on the side of the stage, you know, telling him which direction to go. They should be practicing. Please. She's talking about, you know, just dragging him around like a weekend at Bernie's. Completely letting him off the hook, letting Biden off the hook, and blaming the staff for not taking better care of him. They're not his nursemaids. You know, my goodness. It's the White House, not a memory care facility. Although you could have fooled us.
I just can't believe how much cover they ran for Hunter's crack.
I know. Yeah, they told us three different locations of where the cocaine was found. First of all. First it was at the library. Then it was at one entrance. Then it was at Kamala Harris's entrance. So unless they're planning on planting it on her or her husband, you know, that didn't happen. So whose cocaine was it?
And the view comes out, it's like, well, everybody has crack cocaine. It's not a big deal.
Didn't we recently have an anthrax scare? If you can get that white powdery substance in, you can get anthrax in. Getting in somehow, you know. Do we have a repeat visitor at the White House who, I mean, Hunter's always there. It seems like he lives there. So is he getting it brought in? He's not manufacturing it there, so someone's bringing it to him. Or he's going to get it. Or whoever owned that. So, I mean, if you think about it, you're right. They don't cover their tracks. None of them do. The daughter left a diary. He left his laptop. Biden just blurts out whatever he wants, wherever he wants. There's always cameras and microphones rolling. So they don't care. They know they're above reproach. So no one's going to bother them. They can do whatever the hell they want, and they can flaunt it in our faces all they want. There's nothing's going to happen. However, if these kids are trying to tank their father, you know, some psychological problem, they're trying to get back at him, and this is how they're doing it, just being careless. What if one of them decides to off the guy? He's the president of the United States. If you can get cocaine in, you can get anything in.
Well, and I'm sure at this point they could say, hey, I have 3 kilos of cocaine in my pocket. Oh, okay, we're good.
Yeah, well,
okay,
what if the dealer decides to take them out? What if the dealer says, here, Hunter, here's an 8-ball of crack. Hunter takes it, and it's something else. You know, now he's got anthrax all over the White House. That's a very serious security breach. That's a failure right there. If you can get that white powdery substance in, you can get anything in. You can get an isotope in.
Just see the flex, Joanne, on how they can cover for Hunter having crack in the White House.
If it was him, what if it wasn't him?
Oh, I know.
What if it's the old man doing it? What if it's the big guy? You know, sometimes he's alert, sometimes he isn't. Maybe that's his magic candy. What if it's Jill's? Or the daughters? Hunter and Ashley have both been busted with coke.
Yeah.
And there was one
more.
So
let me ask you,
too.
Did Brandon just executive order that it's legal to have cocaine in the White House?
I don't know. I don't know if he, see, the president can't make law. He might be able to suspend it at the White House. Yeah, so, yeah, I suppose that would legalize it, wouldn't it? Or just give him a blanket pardon and he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Well, if you get a pardon, that doesn't mean you could still commit the same crime, right? It just means that you got let off the hook for that one instance.
Well, I think somebody was immunized against some charges and future charges, but maybe it has to be specific. Yeah, any charges occurring now or in the future in relation to that subject.
I didn't know if that was correct or not, because say, and just hypothetically speaking, if Hunter killed a guy and Brandon pardoned him, that doesn't mean Hunter can kill someone else.
No, but if Hunter was pardoned for cocaine, they didn't charge him now, but they can't charge him for that cocaine down the road either.
Not that cocaine, but he can have other cocaine.
Other cocaine, yeah, but not this. You know, they can't just hold off till the old man's out and then charge him. Pardon's a pardon. Then it would be specific,
right.
I would presume. Yeah. So, you know, we're assuming it belongs to Hunter because that's, you know, the logical where the mind would go. The kid has had a crack problem. He has no problem showing his crack pipes and videotaping himself doing crack, taking still pictures of him driving 172 miles an hour in his Porsche while smoking crack on his way to a bordello.
But even if it was Brandon's cocaine,
mm-hmm.
even if it was, it's not like anybody would charge the guy either. Though I don't think that he would get impeached for his cocaine use.
No, nobody's going to charge him. And it's denial, denial, denial. They're hoping it'll go away. You know, they're sending everybody on wild goose chases. Oh, it was in the library. Oh, it was at the rear entrance. Oh, it was at the secondary entrance. Well, where the hell was it, and how much was it? And they said it was in a plastic baggie, so there's no fingerprints on that baggie?
Well, there's no camera either.
The place is saturated with cameras. Every inch of the place has cameras, but I'm sure these ones were broken like they were in Epstein's thing, yeah.
Just going to say the same thing. You were reading my mind.
You were projecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all way too convenient. But the way that they are so shut down over this, it definitely belongs to somebody powerful. So it's either Biden, his kids, or Kamala and her husband.
I think if it was Kamala, they couldn't wait to get that out there. Because
you
don't know how badly they want to replace her.
Yeah, well, who knows? They still might pin it on her even if it wasn't hers. There's supposed to be an update tomorrow.
See, I thought if it was hers, they would have pounced on that. I feel like they wouldn't play damage control.
Yeah, but...
I feel
you know,
like they would have even paid Kamala to take the fall.
Yeah, but not while she's running the country when Biden's out of the country. She's not running the country, but they both can't be out of the country.
Yeah, but they can get gruesome in their
repression. They'll wait till he gets back.
That's what they really want.
You know, but now they're making it like it's no big deal. Everybody does coke. You know, why are we even bothering with it? Yeah, they just want this to go away. And how did we find out there was coke found anyhow? Was it a leak? Because ordinarily we never even would have heard of it.
See, I look at it this way, though. If this was leaked this time, just how many times previously did they find cocaine and they just didn't say anything? I don't think
right.
This is the first time.
No, I doubt it's the first time. Especially knowing how careless Hunter is. Hell, he would have left it on the desk at the library. He'd have left an ounce on the desk and then asked for it back. Well, we don't even know how much there was. You know, was it a small amount, a large amount? You know, they said it was in a plastic bag. But that could have been anything from a kilo to a sandwich bag.
Yeah.
But there has to be fingerprints on the bag. I mean, if you're doing coke out of a bag, you're not real. I'm sure you're not wearing gloves. and the nerve to even bring it in that place. You know, certainly wasn't a stranger or a visitor unless it was the dealer.
Hey, it could be someone like Alex Soros also, though.
Could have been. He's been there a lot. 16
right.
times that we know of.
I thought it was like 28, but I could be wrong. I thought
Might
he was
28
there.
Now. Might be 28. I knew about 16 a while ago, so it could be 28. Could be 100 times. I don't trust a word that comes out of there. I don't trust a word of the mainstream media anymore. I can't believe we ever listened to them. Everything they say is a lie. The truth is classified.
Yeah.
So everything that they know, all their leaks. Mark Levin had a good monologue on Sunday.
Oh, I think I grabbed that one.
Yeah, he, you know, was saying about all the leaks. And, you know, who was the leak? A person familiar with the case. It's always a person familiar with the situation or the subject. But, you know, these same persons are dropping this stuff. Then you hear, you know, about this court order that Biden can't talk to the news media and ask any, you know, ask them not to, you know, ask them to censor things or drop information through there. They're barred from communications with the media temporarily and big tech. But, you know, I mean, someone's dropping this stuff, and it's not classified, so they're not really given true information. We talked about this with Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff come out and said, oh, yeah, he's got all this smoking gun evidence against Trump and stuff. Well, if they really did have smoking gun evidence and he spoke about it, he would have been divulging classified information. Lies are not classified. The truth is.
Yeah.
So nothing that Adam Schiff said was true. Because he's not in jail for divulging classified information. And the same thing goes with the media. Whatever these leaks are, they're not true. Because if they were true, they would have found the leaker and arrested them for divulging classified information. But you can lie all you want.
Well, case in point, look at that DOJ whistleblower that they arrested. Gal Luft, I think his name was.
What about him?
He was exposing the corruption as a whistleblower, and they arrested him.
Yeah, because what he was saying was true. And that was classified. So, yeah, they arrested him, but they didn't arrest
Adam
Schiff.
Even though it's criminal charges, but you can't expose the criminal charges.
That's right. So that's... And if you, and once you realize that, it makes it easier to see through the lies. You can't believe anything they tell you that came from a confidential source. You know, sources familiar with the case. That's ridiculous. And they just put it out there like it's absolute. And you're supposed to believe it. And then another way to notice the lies and that it's information that was purposely put out there is they all say the same phrase.
Oh, yeah.
They don't change the wording or
That's
anything.
To me. Where it doesn't matter what fake news you watch, they all say the same exact words in the same exact order.
Right. So they got that paragraph first thing in the morning before they went on air.
Mm-hmm.
And they repeat it over and over again. But everybody got the same memo, and they say the same thing. And you're right. It's on every channel, every newscast. And they don't even change the wording. That, you know, that's a lie. Because they're all feeding off each other and off the same talking points. And then all day long, they go and explain it. Again, using the same phrases. It doesn't matter what channel you're watching. They're all saying the same thing. You're going to have to get your news from each other. people who were at the incident or scene or, you know, and are willing to tell their true story, their firsthand experiences, or people who do the research and go back to the books and look over the lawsuits and read the charges, and because they manipulate everything. Even a Supreme Court issued a ruling giving the power back to the people, and they're talking about packing the court, and the Supreme Court is useless, and you heard all the stuff they were saying, like that abortion thing. They put it back in the hands of the people in the states. You know, in the Federalist Papers, it says that there's 17 enumerated powers that are what the federal government operates on. If it's not within the 17 powers enumerated them by the Constitution, it's out of their purview, which is the word of the day, by the way. It's out of their purview, and it belongs in the hands of the people and the states. The local representatives are closer to the people, so that's it, and the states are all sovereign. Even though we're part of a union, we're still sovereign. That's the 10th Amendment. So it belongs back in the hands of the people. Each state can make their own laws, their own sovereign rules about it, because it's none of the federal government's business. It's not in the Constitution. The federal government has no say. And the people are freaking out about that. You know, these people running for president, and they're all falling for that gotcha question. Well, what do you think about abortion? Mm-hmm. What I think about it is it's back in the hands of the people. Let them think about it. It's not my job. I don't have any authority over that. That's the answer to that. It's the people's job to worry about it. Court said it's not my business. And that's the way it is, and that was a very good decision. You know, it takes it out of the federal government's hands. You know, they made a couple of good rulings recently. But I don't know, the world's gone crazy, Proof. And I'm glad that the military is trying to get unwoke now. Everybody should. Hopefully that was just a passing culture phase and people are waking up. I'm glad hopefully they're getting over it, because they all look really ridiculous, needing pacifiers in college and, you know, Paddington Bear and safe spaces because a conservative was on your campus. Get over yourselves.
Do you think, though, that enough people are waking up?
I do, and the younger people are sick of it. The millennials, you know, the ones that were radical. And all right, I got a story for you. This young woman I know, she was so into the Black Lives Matter. And where her skin is light, they thought she was white. And she was acting all subservient to other cultures and putting them ahead of herself and feeling bad about herself and all of that. Then they found out she had a Jewish last name.
Hmm.
And that's when they started really bullying her. And she woke up real quick. She said, I don't want any part of these people. They're crazy. Here I am, you know, trying to be all so accepting and diverse and everything else, and then they're coming down on me, doing to me what I'm trying to make amends that was done to them. And I said, yeah, honey. So that person woke up, and our friends all woke up. They're like, no, I don't want any part of that anymore. That was all a scam. And they're right. And the black people know that, you know what happened to them? Their neighborhoods got burnt down. Now they have nowhere to shop. Now they don't have a drugstore on the corner or an auto zone to go get auto parts, or they can't get their hair and nails done up the street and can't visit the local deli, because those are all gone. Now,
And in some of those cities, it's not like you could just even take the bus to go to the other side of town. You might have to go
right.
Greyhound in order to buy groceries.
Yeah. Well, I have to pay a cab or an Uber or something. And, you know, the weather's not always
perfect. I don't know.
Is an
Uber going to go, like, 48 miles to another store? I mean, they could, I guess. They're allowed to, but that's an expensive Uber. You might be cheaper just taking a Greyhound.
I know. You're right. You know, but the little old lady with the wire basket and the babushka, she's not going to be walking up the street to the local deli to get herself a sandwich because that place is gone. The little old black man who used to go up and get his, you know, cans of cat food and his cigar and his Coca-Cola for himself for his daily walk, that's gone. Or the mother who needs formula for the baby or pick up a prescription for the baby. You got to travel distance to get to those places now. There's no more convenience. And anybody come back and rebuild these places? And where are the kids going to work in the summer with their summer jobs? And where are the mothers going to work when the kids are at school? You know, they used to get a job at the local Walgreens or at the local supermarket or,
Queen
you know,
or
where are these
yeah.
people going to work? Yeah. You know, something to do while the kids are at school, make a little money. Those are gone. So they didn't do them any favor. They left them in a burnt-out shell. Of course, the bigwigs in the organization, they got some mansions and, you know, all these woke corporations like Nike, they got to hang Black Lives Matter on the outside of their building and feel
morally
superior.
Oh, and they're still donating. Even Budweiser, as broke as they are, they're still funding Black Lives Matter. I don't know if you know that.
I thought that was dispersed. I didn't know it was still a thing. I think because they got busted buying mansions, I thought everybody just, you know, fell to the wayside. They still got
donors.
They're
not really active, but they're still making money.
Wow. That's a racket and a half right there.
Yeah, well, a lot of people think that they're still donating to a great cause. It's for black people, and we're woke, so... Did you see that Budweiser is now ranked 15th in beer after just a few months? They spent years as the number one beer brand. Now they're 15th. Costco announced that they're no longer selling Bud Light. Once it leaves their store, then they have the asterisk of death. And that means that the item that's mentioned is on closeout.
I was looking at our weekly flyer. They have Bud Light on sale, $10.99 a case. That's cheaper than bottled water in some instances. Nobody wants
it. Yeah, but nobody wants tranny fluid. I like how even the Beach Boys at a concert yesterday was mocking Bud Light.
Yeah?
Toby Keith and Garth Brooks used to be friends, and Garth Brooks said, don't come in my bar if you are mad that I'm selling Bud Light. And so Toby Keith said, I can't be part of this. And he got dropped from his... Actually, he had a residency here in Vegas. He had to cancel 11 days early because of lack of ticket sales.
Wow. Yeah, nobody wants to go see Garth Brooks. He said, if you got a problem with it, then you're an asshole and don't come in here. Well, when you call your fans an asshole, they're pretty much not going to come see you.
No,
and you're right,
Toby. I'm glad to see that our side has grown a little bit of a spine and learned how to hit these companies.
Yeah, well, they crossed the line when they targeted children.
Yeah.
That was the candle that lit everything. You know, we put up with it. We put up with the purple hair and the crying and the Furbies and, you know, the all of it. But we are not putting up with going after children. Absolutely not. And they come out and say it. I saw a video, matter of fact, of that. This guy was talking to, he's a professor, and he was talking to his students, and he was doing a Jeopardy thing. And he was talking about pedophiles. And the kids in the audience were calling him a homophobe. And he's like, are you associating homosexuality with pedophilia? And they stopped. And then later he goes on and he's talking more. And he was talking about homosexuals and chromosomes and things like that. And another one called him a pedo lover. And he's like, again, you are conflating homosexuality with pedophilia. Not all pedos are homosexual, first of all. And not all homosexuals are pedos. You can't, they're not one and the same. But, you know, if like this movie, they're saying, oh, it's homophobes and QAnon. First of all, it's neither. But why are you calling people that don't like pedos a homophobe? You know, you said something last week, Proof, that the pedos are going for a ride on the LGBT
right
movement. Yeah. And the LGBT movement don't want anything to do with them either. But they're hitchhiking on the alphabet there they're using. You know, even the trannies, they're transitioning from one sex to the other. So they're not trans, you know, to the other 35 sexes or whatever they said there is, 64. How many sexualities we got now? But they're going from one to the other. They're not going halfway, you know. You're either a man or a woman, identifying as a man or a woman. There's two. So even when they transition, they're just transitioning to the other one. So the rest is all baloney. There's not different sexes. There's just different sexuality. And people conflate that, too. It's a weird world. But anyhow, I think they've sufficiently confused enough people that the people are just walking away from it and saying, this doesn't make any sense at all. You know, I'm done trying to keep up, and I'm not going to be fighting for someone who's wagging their junk in front of children. I'm not down with that. You know, you want to be adults, you want to marry someone of the same sex and you're adults. You know, I got nothing to say about that. It's not my business. But when you involve children, that's
or
where
animals.
The line is drawn. Or animals, yeah. Yeah, animals can't consent either.
I wasn't even
so,
trying to be
no.
funny. I know some people out there might be thinking I'm trying to be funny, but I'm not.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, no, that's disgusting, too. No, you know, I would consider that rape. The animal doesn't get to consent. So, no. That's gross. And children don't consent. That's why they're trying to sexualize children, to get them to think it's okay, and then get us to think that the children consented. No, the children are not capable of consenting any more than they're capable of consenting to get a tattoo, smoke a cigarette, go to a bar. No.
That's what I don't understand is that, well, there's two parts to this, but there are, I don't know if it's women necessarily, because it seems like the traditional regular heterosexual women are just, they don't say much about this. Even though they don't want their kids around it, they just are like, well, I don't want to discriminate against a man who thinks he's a girl. And I just don't understand why they would still take their kids to this.
Yeah. Now, you know, as far as transsexuals go, there's not a big number of them. It's a very minute few people who are actual transsexuals. But if they're adult and they want to, if they feel like they're in the wrong body and it somehow helps their mental state to dress in women's clothing and act like women, I don't want to say anything about that. You know, do it, whatever the hell trips your trigger. However, the reality is that men are physically built differently than women, as far as strength, as far as muscle structure, even bone structure.
I can't even believe we're discussing this. That's how simple this is.
Yeah, men are dominant physically. It is not fair. It is not actual competition when a man, a biological male, no matter whether they feel like they're a girl or not, the reality is their body has an XY chromosome, which affects their physiology. The biology of all of it is the male body is physically stronger and built different. They have different muscles. They have different lung capacity. They have different bone structure. So that's not competing at all. And then why don't they just cancel women's sports altogether and let the trannies have at it? Because that's what it's coming to. I mean, even in, what was it, Sweden? Was it Sweden with a, no, the Netherlands. They just named a man as their contestant to the Miss Universe contest. You should see the girl that was the runner-up. But they're going to put a man in there? I mean, what do you want to bet that Miss Universe is going to be a man next time?
Oh, I
so
think the whole...
So where do all the female contestants go? Why don't you just get all the trannies?
Joanne, I've said this before. I've played clips where there's people that say if women... I heard this actually the clip that I had. I'll have to find it. There was a woman that said if you don't like it as a woman to Riley Gaines, that she should start her own league. It's like there's already a league. It's called Women's Sports.
Right. The league that I would start would be a co-ed league.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'd assign handicaps. You know, would have numbers 1 through 10. If you're a puny little tiny female and you're not that strong, you'd be a 1. And if you were a transsexual male, you'd be a 10. And you can have 60 points on your team or whatever, you know, the number comes out to be. So you make up a group of people that you think will win using those numbers, and you got to have a couple of each. And I would
like
do it that way.
Or
yeah, like a pool league or a bowling league with the handicaps. But, you know, then that way nobody gets really beat up. Did you see that MMA fighter that broke two women's skulls?
Yes.
Two women, not just one.
And that tranny is considered heroic.
Yeah. You know, if you feel like a woman in your head and you're an adult, you know, what am I going to say to you? I got nothing to say. But, you know, leave the little girls alone. You know, you're not going to compete against them. That's not competition. That's a slaughter. There is no sportsmanship in that. Isn't that why they call it sportsmanship?
Now, if you want to have, if you want to be a transsexual and do chess or something that's not physical, then I get that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Honestly, even a thing like table tennis, I realize that it's not like weightlifting or basketball or something, but a woman could, if they try hard enough, beat a guy in table tennis.
Those are skill sports.
Yeah.
Those are skill sports, not power sports.
Yes.
Even shooting pool, that's a skill. I know women who could smoke a guy on
right.
a pool table. You know, they can run racks. But, yeah, that skill game's fine. Do that. You know, if you're going to mentally compete, go right ahead. I think I'd even like that. However, physical sports, no. You're not a hero for beating little girls. That's just not going to happen. You know, and you put on a bathing suit and you still got the little girl's bathing suit and you still got junk. You know you're going to beat the girls at swimming. That isn't even a competition.
You know what
and
else
that takes
is,
all the sportsmanship out
that,
of it.
When there was one that they introduced this dude at a women's ballet. And it's one thing if this guy practiced, but this guy had, like, zero practice whatsoever. It was just a dude out there in a woman's leotard.
I think I saw that, and he was flitting around. He didn't even know one dance step.
Right.
Yeah, he was just running around in a tutu thinking he was a girl. Ballerina. So, really, take a couple of lessons
at
least before you go out there.
Someone to be a Leah Thomas, at least at least make sure they could do the job somewhat adequately.
Yeah, I thought it was parody when I first saw that.
Oh, I wish it was, but it wasn't.
I know. When I found out it wasn't parody and that this person was serious and they were just fulfilling a lifelong dream. Well, you don't do it during the Nutcracker. All right, dude? Unless it really is a comedy skit. Yeah, I didn't realize they were serious. But yeah, that was like this Rachel, what's her name now? The general.
Levine,
yeah. It was like watching her in a tutu. And you know what? There was one of these colonels or something that said that they were depressed and suicidal, and then they were allowed to transition, and that made them feel better. Let me tell you something. If the commander is depressed and suicidal, I am not following them into battle. You know, the person's suicidal trying to get killed. Want to get us all killed too? Going to take us all with them? No. If the person has mental issues like that, you don't lead a platoon. You're not a, you know, put them on a desk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't ask men to follow that person. Yeah, I'd quit right there. Sorry, but I ain't playing army with you anymore. That's not going in my foxhole. Person's suicidal.
So I want to bring up one more topic, and then I want to switch to Broccoli Man, and then I want to get into the Christopher Ray stuff, because that was just fascinating
okay.
What I saw today.
Oh, that
dude
was something.
Dude, that barrage more than anyone I think I may have ever seen.
Yeah? Well, we'll get
yeah,
into
Yeah, Christopher
it.
Ray might have had the worst day ever as an FBI director in FBI directing history.
Yeah, well, he was absolutely bored today.
And the thing is, everybody knew it, and he didn't even have to say a word. He wasn't necessarily lying. He was just not saying anything, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, but then
and
down the road,
telling him,
he would
face, we know you're not telling us the truth. And he's just
yeah.
sitting there. Just, he knows everybody knows, and he can't get away. So he's just trying
no.
to hope that everybody's time runs out.
Yeah, well, he did a lot of tap dancing today, but he screwed himself up. He stepped on his own toes a few times. All right, let's do this Broccoli Man, and then we'll get into that because I'm chomping at the bit. I took all kinds of notes
to make sure
I didn't lose my place.
Yeah, too far into Crystal Ray, just a heads up, I want to get into Ray Epps because that came up today with Crystal Ray, so that's where I'm going to start.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Okay, so let me ask you, Joanne, have you signed up for Threads yet?
I have not.
I have zero plan to do Threads.
Yeah, me either, because, I've been bounced off Facebook. I did a lot of major, major research with a lot of people who are biologists and scientists, and I posted my part of it. And then I got fact-checked, and they said it was fact-checked and found to be not credible. And then they bounced my report on the COVID, on the vaccine, and on the actual virus itself. How did they fact-check it? They weren't looking at my slides. Nobody asked me to see my slides. They're right here, should they ever want to. But no.
Well, don't forget, Joanne, back in 2020, I started Bareface is Legal. And we had 38,700 members, and we got the bounce
mm-hmm.
for sharing information, and we were in the USA Today.
Yeah.
That's how large
well,
a group we had.
I reposted the Washington Post and got bounced.
Oh, I know.
So why would I trust
up,
them again?
Instagram, Joanne, in order to get Threads. I don't know if you know that.
You have to have Instagram? I don't have Instagram.
So if you want Threads enough, you have to sign up for Instagram. And if you decide you don't want the – say you already have Instagram. and then you mm-hmm. sign up for Threads and you don't want it. You lose your Instagram. Your Instagram goes bye-bye because you chose to no longer have Threads.
Oh, so they lock you in with Threads, and yeah. you can't get out.
And on day one, they already banned Robert F. Kennedy and Donald Trump, and they're misinformationing like crazy over there. So how are you going to compete with Twitter? It's like we're just like Twitter. It's just that we have massive censorship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well,
yeah,
now
you know why they're all over Elon Musk, because he's not playing their game. And Christopher Ray actually spilled the beans on that, too. They make suggestions. They make suggestions. You don't have to follow it. Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's get Mr. Broccoli out of the way, and then we'll hit Christopher Ray, it sounds like, for a long time.
Okay.
All right, ready when you are. So anyway, this is Threads featuring The Factor. So when you're ready, okay. I'll go ahead and press the magic button.
Countdown. You can start your countdown.
All right. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, Broccoli's talk. You are going to social media jail.
I have only been using Twitter because they do not censor thoughts.
Well, if it is the problem, you did not sign up for Threads. We need to censor and monitor your posts.
No, thank you.
That is the wrong answer, Broccoli's talk. We need you to sign up for Threads so we can decline your posts and ban you from Threads.
Well, then can't you just ban me before I ever think about going on there?
That is false. You must sign up for it and then post so that we can ban you. It is not fair that you can share misinformation on Twitter about Brandon. You said he sold state secrets. That is false. He never ever said that in front of anyone.
You mean this clip where he said this in front of some world leaders and big tech companies? I can play it for you right now.
I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
You need to go to social media jail for sharing that. That was false.
Look. Just because your fake president admitted something that puts us in jeopardy does not mean it doesn't exist.
You need to be arrested for showing things that he says that are not true.
Well, then if Brandon is sharing false information, then why don't you go after him instead?
How dare you suggest that I do my job fairly? You are just upset because I am a person of color and I sleep with people that do not have penises attached to their persons.
Why would I care about that? Who you sleep with and what color skin you have does not have anything to do with Brandon selling country secrets to China.
You are a complete loser. Brandon can sell secrets if he wants. He's a Democrat.
I figured that's how it works. If you are a Democrat, you can get away with literally anything and everything.
That is correct. Then why don't you also become a Democrat so you can also get away with stuff?
That would also be false information. You will not be able to get away with stuff just because you are a globalist.
Why are you so much against affirmative action? Is it because I am black?
I don't care what skin color you are. I just want to have the truth without government agents such as yourself sharing all kinds of fake news.
How dare you say I share fake news? You are just upset because I got this job because of affirmative action.
I can tell.
Just for that, I am bringing you to the local jail. We will make sure your social credit score is in the negative. No central bank digital currency for you. I bet you are so stupid and Republican that you watched the Sound of Freedom movie.
Of course I watched that movie. I am 100% against child trafficking.
Child trafficking does not exist. That is false information. For watching that movie and sharing information about it, we now have to stop what we are doing and bring you to the FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist, if anyone thinks that FEMA camps actually exist, then we have to round them up and put them right away into a FEMA camp.
It sounds like you are smoking that special stuff with Hunter.
That was misinformation. The Biden family is allowed to have crack cocaine. It is common to have presidents to have cocaine. And I think you also meant to say that Donald Trump Jr. was the one found with cocaine and not Hunter. Hunter never smoked cocaine.
Wow, that is some special fake newsing. Hunter even went on 60 Minutes and bragged about his cocaine use.
We banned that video so you cannot share it. Now no one will ever find out about it.
Didn't the Supreme Court just vote unanimously that Brandon censoring other views is not acceptable?
Yes, but it is okay. This is different because we are against Trump. Everyone needs to be against Trump.
But that is not your decision though. Your president should focus on being a better leader. He should not be arresting his political enemies.
We will arrest and put in FEMA camps anyone who gets in our way, not just Donald Trump and his supporters.
This is exactly why I fight these New World Order globalists. They want to depopulate the planet and bring in all their robots, their AI technology, and everything that goes against God. We need to work together to stop this nonsense from happening. I want everyone to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and shares the things we need to be educated about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live so you can hear the Proof Negative radio show. Otherwise, the New World Order will be defeating us soon.
All that information is false. We are only taking over the world because we love people. Bill Gates created his GMO mosquitoes because he loves people. George Soros only takes down Western world governments because he fights domestic extremism from people such as yourself. And Klaus Schwab only wants the 99% to eat the bugs and owns nothing because he wants you to just be as loving and liberal. If you ignore our great globalist leaders, then we cannot take over the planet and change it for the benefit of the 1% of the 1%. Bill Gates is the undisputed king of Depop. Let's do him a solid by rising up against freedom so they can take over the world. Now come on Broccoli's talk, I need to take you to that FEMA camp that we already agreed does not exist and never will exist.
Right, I figured you might appreciate that.
Yes, I did. You touched on some good subjects there. I like that about the GMO mosquitoes, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been posting on those. I want to know why everybody seems to be okay with Bill Gates and GMO mosquitoes. Nobody's saying a thing about it.
And now there's 3 cases of malaria 20 miles from me up in Sarasota. But they released 20,000 of them in Florida. They told Charlie Crist, who was the governor at the time, that they would be released in the Everglades and they would stay in the Everglades because they can only fly 3 miles. Well, of course, unless you get a hurricane or a good tropical storm and then they're only mosquitoes, they just float along on the breeze and land wherever they land. Nobody said anything about that. Now, they were supposed to be modified so that they could not reproduce. Well, this has got to be the longest lasting mosquito ever, because there's 3 cases in Sarasota. There's another case in Texas, too. I don't know if they visited, whatever. But they also had malaria because it was an experiment. So they had malaria in these mosquitoes, too. And what a coincidence. Bill Gates Foundation has a new malaria vaccine that I wouldn't take you couldn't pay me to take. But he had that ready to go. How convenient, huh? You know, it worries me that people aren't worried about this psychopath. They just think that Bill Gates is this philanthropist and genius, and he's neither. He's a sinister person. He's not a scientist. He's not a doctor. He's just a rich guy with too much damn money. And he has this ideology that we have too many people on this planet. His children are not vaccinated, and he's got 4 children. So if there's too many people on the planet, why did he put 4 more on the planet? And if his vaccines are so good, how come he didn't give them to those 4 people he put on the planet?
Yeah, I wish I had answers for this.
Yeah, right? But we're all supposed to be his lab rats? Who the hell is this guy?
I don't understand, though, Joanne. Alex Jones was talking about this with one of his guests a few days ago, that it's legal, and I forget the code that you can look up to see, but it's okay that the United States can test on its own people. If it's for medical research, they could even kill you if they have to.
Well, they certainly took advantage of that recently, didn't they?
Well, you don't see the government getting in trouble for COVID.
You know, JoJo, my co-host on my show,
yes.
She is a very, very good nurse. She was a trauma nurse at LSU, you know, the level 1 trauma center. And she was doing the research with us, and she had told everybody, watch the lot numbers, because that was like, they were so adamant about having those lot numbers on every piece of research she did. You know, they were just, you have to know the lot number, the lot number, the lot number. Come to find out that 1/3 of those vaccines that they gave people were placebo, and those were initially done when the vaccine first rolled out, because the placebos had no effect whatsoever. There was nothing in them. And people took them. They didn't get scared. Nobody died from it. You know, so more people took them. And it wasn't until other lots were introduced that people started dying. People started getting the blood clots and contracting COVID anyhow and spreading COVID anyhow. But by then, lots and lots of people had taken the vaccine. And it was too late for them. And then the boosters to boost your immune system, because they had to put an AIDS-like substance, probably AIDS, to disarm your immune system so it would accept this vaccine. The vaccine is mRNA. Humans are DNA. So they're not compatible, and your body would have rejected it, which is probably what's causing the blood clots, is your immune system rejecting this foreign mRNA. So to disarm your immune system, they had to give people AIDS, because AIDS is an autoimmune deficiency virus.
Right.
And that's how these people's bodies were able to accept it. And now these people have to have boosters to boost their immune system, because the AIDS has to be overridden. And, you know, they got drugs now for AIDS that can keep you alive. But that's what's going on. These people's bodies are rejecting it. If you see the blood clots that the Undertakers are taking out of people, they look like twigs. That's how big they are, sticks and twigs in your veins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen them, but that's your body's immune system rejecting the mRNA, the foreign substance that doesn't belong there. And that's the truth. But people aren't realizing it, and it was the lot numbers, because they know which ones were the placebos. Everybody that got that shot is recorded. And now they're telling people, well, no one made you get it. The same thing that Christopher Ray did. It was a suggestion. No, nobody made you get it. You signed the paper. But that implies informed consent, but they weren't informing people. you know, they were just telling people, oh, you're all going to die and you're a granny killer and you hate your mother if you don't get a vaccine and she gets sick. She got it from you, even though you didn't have the disease and all of that. They humiliated people. They coerced people. They threatened them with their jobs, their livelihoods, their families. You know, they threatened to take their kids away if they didn't get them vaccinated. That you couldn't get on a ship, you couldn't get into a federal building, you couldn't attend a wedding, you couldn't visit anyone in the hospital.
Yeah, they wanted us arrested.
My sister had to get vaccinated to attend her son's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody at that venue had to be vaccinated or they weren't going to be at this wedding. My sister is dead now. She died in February 19th. She had just turned 61, January 24th.
So what, the son demanded everybody get the gene therapy?
Yes. The venue where they held their wedding insisted that everybody that it was in Providence, Rhode Island, the venue. And you couldn't get into the venue. You couldn't attend that wedding unless you were vaccinated. So my sister got vaccinated, and now my sister is dead. There was nothing wrong with her, but from the moment she had that vaccine, she couldn't breathe. She was getting blood clots. She was losing circulation in her extremities. Her lungs finally gave out. She couldn't fight it anymore. But she was healthy until she got that vaccine.
On the other end, I wanted to tell you about what I've been working with lately. So I've been checking my blood sugar like crazy. I'm going to have I didn't know they had these, but there are at-home A1C test kits. So I saw them at Walgreens. And so my wife is coming back home from vacation tomorrow. And then Friday we're going to do my A1C test. So I noticed that for the last 2 or 3 weeks, as you know, I've not taken one metformin, not one insulin. I've been eating mostly keto. I'm still eating potatoes on not an everyday basis, but I don't do pasta, wheat, or rice. And absolutely no, I was never a high fructose corn syrup guy to begin with. So I just cut out, as an Italian, cutting out pasta, that was difficult. But anyway, for the last 3 weeks, I have not had one bad test. And I'm testing now. I'm waking up with blood sugar like around 110. And then throughout
That's
the
perfect.
Day, I'm in the like anywhere from 84 to 105.
Wow.
So it took me four and a half months to detox, but I think I would be shocked if my A1C is not half of what it was when I was when I went to the hospital in February at 13.8. If I'm not at 6.9 or lower, something's wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, your sugar numbers are great.
Yeah, and not
just
one metformin.
As long as you stay in that range. Don't go much lower than 80s, though. But my daughter has this product at her shop. She owns an acai bowl place. And they have this coconut nectar that won't raise your A1C. It's expensive, but let me tell you something. It's the most wonderful sweetener. And it's just 100% coconut nectar.
Right.
So if you need a sweetener, try that.
I haven't seen that one. I've been using stevia for a while.
Yeah, stevia is pretty good. Just stay away from aspartame, aspartame.
Oh, you won't catch me taking that or Splenda.
No. No saccharin, none of those.
No.
Those are poison. Those are poison. But the stevia is natural, so.
Yeah, I grow stevia in my tower garden, so I'm quite familiar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but, you know, try to get some of that coconut nectar.
Okay.
You could probably get it at a health food store. It's similar to a honey. It's a little thicker. But it is really, really good, and it will not raise your A1C.
Okay.
We have a lot of diabetics who come to the shop, you know, for the fruit bowls, and she doesn't use any added sugar. She uses, you know, all fruits, and of course, acai is a berry from the Amazon. But hers is a pureed berry. It's not a reconstituted. It was never a powder. You know, because some of the places that have acai, they mix it with yogurt or bananas, or, you know, water it down and stuff. My daughter's right off the tree. It's blanched and pureed, and then frozen, of course. Yeah, so it's a pure acai. And then she tops it with...
I don't know if I told you about, Joanne, that many doctors over the last... I've been watching a lot of these videos over the past month to 6 weeks. There have been tons of studies where you can have, like, cooked rice, freeze it for 3 days, thaw it out, and then reheat it in a toaster oven, and the glycemic index is way low. Something happens when a carb gets frozen and then reheated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it crystallizes and falls off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... Don't use the scrapings in the bottom of the bowl. You know how it'll leave a powdery substance at the bottom of the bowl you froze it in?
Yeah.
Lift it out and just leave that powder there. That's where the glycemics are. However, there's, you know, lots of things you can do. Is there, now, are you gluten-free, too?
No.
All right, because there's a lot of corn products out there. There's Barilla has a nice corn pasta that's gluten-free, so that, you know, if you wanted to try that.
Is that organic corn? Because I don't touch Monsanto.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch Monsanto. I'm pretty sure it is, but I would check on that. But you can get organic corn pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, this girl that I had as a student when I was cooking at the college, she had Crohn's disease, and she had to go gluten-free, and she used a lot of, her family actually supplied the corn pasta and things like that. She was doing, like, cream cheese made of soy and butters made of soy, that type of stuff. And she couldn't have the dairy, and she couldn't have gluten.
Mm.
Very nice family, very prominent family. I can't mention their name, but... I was at a very prestigious girls' college. We had Saudi Arabian princesses there. Barbara Bush and Rosalind Carter were both alumni from this college. So I worked at Wheaton College, but I can't tell you who the student was.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah, we especially won't want to say it on air, so I understand.
No, I'd never. But she was on a special diet. She could eat potato.
Okay. One of my favorite vegetables is actually purple potatoes.
Oh, yeah?
Have you had those?
No, I haven't, but I've seen them. I'm a fan of Red Bliss, so.
So the purples have a different, even Dr. Sebi, if you've heard of him, he says the purple potatoes are the only ones that are not poison. So it's much less on the glycemic index. It's less carbs. There's more, I don't know if it's necessarily protein. I can't think of the vitamins right away that it has that a regular potato does not, but it's a lot more nutritious than a normal potato.
Yeah, potatoes are good for your heart. They're loaded in nitrogens, potassiums, all kinds of minerals.
And that's why I never gave up the baked potatoes. I'll still eat them because I noticed if I eat them and I check my sugar, I'm not spiking. So the rule is if it spikes, I can't have it.
Right. Yeah, the carbs is really what will kill you with any kind of diabetes. Anything with starch. If you stay away from things that are white.
Well, and you can have
bread.
That stuff if you plan on going for like a 3-mile walk or something right after. You could burn it off, but if like me, I work my day job, and then after I eat dinner, I'm doing show prep. I'm not going to walk 3 miles, so my carb content has to be on point, or else if I go crazy, then my blood sugar is going to spike because I have one of those under-the-desk bikes that I use on a regular basis, so I could say I bike 4 or 5 miles a day. But other than that, I'm not running, I'm not walking, especially not now when it's 108 outside.
Yeah, but, no. Yeah, it's 100 and go to hell out there. Yeah, you can't walk out there. You're lucky you could breathe going to the car and back. There's another product that you should try, too, unless you already have. Hibiscus tea.
I have that.
I don't know if you... Oh, it's absolutely delicious. And it's
antioxidant,
antitoxin.
I buy it by the pound.
Yeah, we serve it at the shop, at my daughter's shop. And I'll tell you, it will really flush your system out, your urinary tract, your bladder, your kidneys. It'll take toxins out of your body. And it will lower your A1C, too, because you'll just pee out all that sugar. If your sugar starts to spike, have some of that tea. And if you have to have a sweetener in it, use your stevia, the coconut nectar, or raw brown sugar. That's less sucrose in it. But
hey,
try it like that.
Good. Hibiscus, and it's your choice. You can either use tamarind or if you have fresh mangosteen, which is in season again. But both of those together, oh, man, that's like some really good vittles right there.
Oh, that sounds good. That does
sound
good.
Have you had mangosteen before?
I have. Yep.
I don't know where you can get it in South Florida, but it's really good stuff.
Yeah, we have a Richard's Whole Foods here that you can get it at, and you can get it at Figa's, which is right around the corner from me, both of them. There's lots of good things, and it doesn't have to be nasty. At my daughter's place, she caters to the vegans, too. She has vegan entrees, like vegan empanadas. They're made with lentils and red beans instead of hamburg. Yeah, she's got shepherd's pies over there. She's got all kinds of soups, beautiful soups. Everything is vegan. There's no dairy. She has a cream of broccoli soup that has no dairy in it. And it's phenomenal.
I'll let
you wouldn't... Yeah, she, you know, you wouldn't even know that her non-dairy stuff is non-dairy. It's just so good. But people hear the word vegan, and they're like, eh. Well, do you have vegetables as a side dish? Do you have a salad? Those are vegan. You are eating vegan, you just don't know it. You add a meat to it, then it's not vegan. Or you add a dairy to it or an egg, it's not vegan. Now, the vegetarians, they will eat eggs.
Yes.
And they'll have some dairy. But you don't kill the cow for the dairy, and that chicken's going to drop that egg whether you eat it or you don't. Just like women ovulate every month. They're going to drop that egg whether it's fertilized or it isn't. And if it's not used, the body will flush it out. However, you know, so the vegetarians will eat that. But everything on my daughter's entree menu and soup menu. But I make things like broccoli calzones that non-vegans line up for. You know, the broccoli, the oil, the garlic, the bread dough.
If you want a jackfruit recipe, I know a few jackfruit dishes.
I just bought a couple of cans of jackfruit, and I was looking for a new recipe to make with them. I'll eat them right out of the can. But have you ever seen a jackfruit, a whole jackfruit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I go to the Asian markets often.
Oh, okay. Those things are enormous. My friend has a jackfruit tree. My yard isn't big. I have a big yard. My yard's not big enough for a jackfruit tree. They have a horseshoe driveway, and this thing provides shade for the entire driveway. It's in the center of the horseshoe, and the limbs spread out over the entire driveway. That's how big this tree is. And those fruits can go up to like 35 pounds, 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah, you don't want them to be falling. They get ripe and they fall off the tree. You don't want to be near the tree.
Yeah, no, she had to buy a scissor jack to get up there and cut them so that they wouldn't land on the cars and the people and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, but if the, when they get ripe, they'll literally fall off.
What have you made with jackfruit, Joanne?
I made barbecued jackfruit sandwiches.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's a
like
good go-to for jackfruit tacos and stuff.
Yeah, this was like a pulled pork sandwich, but it was barbecue jackfruit. They were delicious.
So you could, if you're looking to add a vegan chili, of course jackfruit works in that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it looks like meat, and people think that it's pulled pork inside there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll try it with the empanadas, too. Because I didn't, you know, I never considered putting them in there, but I think I will see how that works, too. And jackfruit tacos, that sounds good. But jackfruit, right out of the can, it tastes like spam and gum. They're even better fresh. But
well,
when you buy it, you have to use it right away.
The jackfruit you see in the store is for eating. The ones in the cans are for cooking. Because once
right.
it hits a certain ripeness and a sweetness, you can't really cook with it much.
Right. Well, I like them right out of the can.
So
the fresh
let me
jackfruit
ask, there's one other thing you could make with them. Have you heard of a fast food chain? And I know they're in Jacksonville. They're here. They're one of the fastest growing fast food chains in the United States. It's a Filipino place called Jollibee.
No, I have not heard of it yet.
All right. So they actually have on their desserts jackfruit pies.
Mmm. Now that sounds interesting. How is it? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I mean, jackfruit I learned how to cook for my kids because they were vegan. But
yeah.
It's okay. Just jackfruit isn't one of my top 10 favorite fruits, but it's okay. I'll eat it.
Yeah. Well, I like it. It kind of tastes like, remember Juicy Fruit Gum?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of resembles that flavor. Or like a Pepsin. It's really good.
Yeah, so just if you're thinking of ways to use jackfruit, I know that you can utilize it in a few different ways.
I'm going to try it in the chili. Yeah, it's, you know, a couple of my granddaughters are vegan, and they love everything I make vegan. They eat at the shop a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I help my sister out with my daughter out with the menu.
All right. Well, I think we went way far off the beaten path here because I know we wanted to go into Ray Epps, but I like talking about food, and I wanted to talk about my blood sugar, and that's what I wanted to get into. We're going to have to veer off one more time.
Yeah, well, it's good that we do have a variety, too. Talk about everything
yes.
from politics to conspiracy, and they're not theory when they're proven. They're conspiracy facts. And then we go on to medical topics, and that's great. I like the variety.
So
where are we going
off
again? What
I want to understand is why do so many good people who are educated and they tell you to think for themselves, but...
I lost you. Proof your phone went dead, or was it mine? Oh, no.
Hey, sorry about that. I guess my phone dropped. Are you here? Joanne? All right, let's circle back to... Oh, there she is.
Yeah, I think I had a power surge. Sorry about that.
Well, no, my connection was lost.
Oh, okay. I thought it was mine. Because we went dead on the air, so I just called right back in. All right, so anyhow, you said you were going off subject.
Yes, so what I want to know is I can't believe how many people that are smart and they tell you to think for themselves, or think for yourself, but these are the same people that if their doctor says something, that's like gospel.
Yeah, I think it comes down to trust. You know, people think you have to trust somebody, so you got to trust your doctor. But then you find out that the doctor doesn't really know everything. And, you know, these drug companies come in and they tell them, oh, this drug is great for this and great for that. And, you know, so the doctor takes their word for it and starts prescribing these things, you know, to hopefully help their patient with whatever is ailing them at the time and what the drug is intended to do. You know, so you figure the doctor went to school all this time and they learned a lot and you're hoping that they can help you and help you get better. You know, then you find out that these doctors don't know everything and they're winging it just like you are. You know, because they can't possibly know everything. And then sometimes they get bonuses for prescribing the drugs from the drug companies. So you're on your own. They don't know everything.
Remember the story I shared about a month ago with the doctor when I was in the hospital, and they were upset and rather angry that they couldn't do any amputations on me because I healed 100%?
Yeah. I know,
so
right?
I looked And I know what I did to get my blood sugar normal, and nobody can believe that I did this in only 4 months. I was able to detox myself out of it. And so I have a prominent family member that uses metformin still,
mm-hmm.
and I told them what I did and what I used, and he said, I'll check with my doctor. And then they came back with, no, my doctor said he's never heard of berberine, so it doesn't work. So I'm going to keep taking metformin, even though now my kidneys are down to like 28% and my vision is down to 12%. I expect to be blind by the end of the year, and who knows if I'll still have kidneys. But I'm going to keep taking this metformin because my doctor says so.
Even though it has those terrible side effects. What was it said that you just said that you were doing? What was the name of what you said you were doing?
Berberine. It's just like a vitamin. I'll give you a link.
Spell it.
B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. Berberine.
Okay. Yeah, I have a friend of mine who's taken metformin. I'm going to look into this. And it's you get it at a health food store?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing of that.
Oh, well, I'm going to get a clip going right now here, so I'm downloading
okay.
as we speak. Yeah, I'll put Ray Epps and Christopher Ray off to the side for a few minutes. We still have an hour. But
yeah, we got plenty of time.
I feel like this is important to share because...
Yeah, it is.
It's... I'm positive. Even my wife was extremely skeptical that I'd be able to come back from this because when you're in the room and you have a doctor that comes in and says, you know you're going to lose your leg in a couple weeks, right? Just out of nowhere, just like Captain Bringdown. And
yeah.
Here I am at 100% back. It's like I want to share my story, but so many people... are like my family member that it's like, well, I don't know if I could trust what you did. I think you just got lucky, but I'm going to keep doing metformin because my doctor said that it's not a prescribed pill, so it doesn't work. It just makes me angry because you it's like the vaccines. You can't tell people what the issues are when they go get their gene therapy. It's like, shut up. Just because you're a conspiracy theorist, that doesn't mean that that's going to happen to me. I'm not going to die from getting a gene therapy.
Right. Wow. I'm looking at some information on that as we're speaking here.
Okay.
It says it's for blood sugar and stuff. To help maintain normal blood sugar and cholesterol levels, clinical grade berberine supplement. It's just a supplement. It's
Yeah, like I said, it's just a vitamin supplement.
Nice.
Yeah, I got like a 4-minute clip. I'm just waiting to see if it uploaded.
Okay.
And I just pulled one at random. This isn't even one that I've watched before, but yeah, let me go ahead and play this. It's like 4 minutes. It's up.
Okay.
Are you seeing this all over your FYP?
Tonight, a dietary supplement taking the internet by storm.
Does berberine actually work? We're going to find out.
It's called berberine, and social media users say it can help reduce appetite as well as improve blood sugar levels, resulting in weight loss for some. But questions remain about its effectiveness. Google searches for berberine began to increase at the end of March before they spiked in late May. Some people are even dubbing it nature's Ozempic in reference to the diabetes medication craze.
The adults lost on average up to 12 pounds,
leading to shortages and people craving alternatives.
Do you see how big these fit?
Savannah Crosby has been taking berberine for 7 weeks now.
In total, I've lost 7 pounds, but not just pounds. I've inches, my clothes are fitting me better, I feel different, so it's more than the pounds.
She says the supplement has been a game changer for her on her weight loss journey, and that her popular posts now have brands reaching out to get her to try their version of the supplement, but she says she's not being paid.
I was noticing that no matter what I was doing, the scale was going up and I felt like I was gaining weight. If it were up to me, I would have done Ozempic, but because of the cost of it, it's just outrageous.
One meta-analysis of 49 studies found the supplement may provide cardiovascular benefits and potentially weight loss for people who are overweight. But unlike Ozempic, which is a class 1 drug and can cost hundreds of dollars, berberine bottles like this can be purchased at a local store.
You don't need to have a doctor's appointment or a prescription. There's a lot of differences, though, how berberine is regulated by the government compared to other drugs like Tylenol.
Dr. Peter Cohen leads the supplement research program at Harvard Medical. He warns that while berberine may result in weight loss, many of its claims have not been looked at by large peer-reviewed studies, and there are potential side effects.
Rare side effects, including neurological symptoms or problems during pregnancy. The FDA or no one else is checking the bottle to make sure that berberine is accurately labeled in the bottle. So it's a tricky thing to use, even if your doctor says it's safe to do so.
He also says if you are losing weight on the supplement, there could be something more dangerous at work.
If you're losing weight fast, there might be another drug in that berberine supplement that's not listed on the label.
Were there any maybe side effects that weren't so great?
I've gotten occasional headaches, some constipation, sometimes I have diarrhea, and dry throat.
But none of those side effects were bad enough to make you want to stop?
Mm-mm. No, they all lasted a couple days.
Crosby says her journey has largely been positive, but plans to take a break after 12 weeks on the supplement and urges other users to do their due diligence.
The way it works for me may not work for everybody else. So definitely research and talking to your medical provider is super important.
Stephen Romo joins us now in studio. Stephen, so this is a natural supplement. It just took off in popularity. What do we know about how it was being used before?
Yeah, it's certainly not a new supplement. It has been around since 1917. According to the American Chemical Society, it comes from plants like golden seal. And for most of its history, it's been used as a dye because it has a very bright yellow color. It also has some anti-inflammatory properties. So that's mostly what it's been used for as a supplement. That is until this latest trend. But like with so many weight loss trends we see, they're not necessarily long-lived. So we'll have to see how this one ends up.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking news by...
Yeah, that actually enhances the case even more for me, because once they get someone from Harvard to discredit it, then I'm automatically on board.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they're trained to make money for the drug companies.
Right, exactly. This was brought to you by Pfizer. That's what it sounded like to me. He could have just said this was brought to you by Pfizer.
Right.
But I have had no side effects with berberine. The only thing is that some people are claiming weight loss. My weight's just maintained. It hasn't gone up or down.
You're dieting too. You know, you're eating proper.
I weighed myself at 190 a few days ago. So,
wow, that's
I'm just
good.
Thinking, I'm 6'1", so I'm a little heavy, maybe, but I'm not crazy.
No, 190 is not heavy for 6'1".
No.
Not at all.
No, I wear size 33 or 34 waist pants, so my normal waist size is a 33 by 34.
Yeah, so that's you have an average waist size, actually. That's rather it's a little thin. I think 36 is an average. But, yeah, so you're not fat at all.
No.
That's a good weight. Your sugar is good. And they were going to amputate your leg not that long ago, so.
Yeah.
And your boo-boo's healed?
Yeah, no, I'm at 100%, so I'm fine.
Good. Yeah, see? And you did it without pharmaceuticals.
Correct. Oh,
yeah,
you should
the
have
pharmaceutical
heard,
industry. The only thing we taught them with this vaccine was how to make a bunch of money by scaring the stuffing out of people. They created they created a vaccine, then they created a virus for the vaccine, and then they created a huge paycheck with their vaccine. And you know they're going to do it again.
Petrified than I am because I'm looking at this like challenge accepted. I know what I have to do. I just have to do some research and fine-tune what it is that I need to do, and I got this. But my wife was like, I can't believe you're not going to listen to the doctor. And if you don't want metformin, there'll be other insulins that you could take. And, well, for this situation, I don't believe I have chronic diabetes. I just got to get rid of this blood, the sugar that's in my body, so I just have to detox. And I have no idea.
Did you have COVID at all?
What's that?
Did you get COVID?
No.
No? All right, because that is one of the side effects, is the high blood sugar. And it would be a temporary issue. No. Yeah, I haven't had COVID either.
No, to my knowledge, I never had it.
Yeah,
remember,
to my knowledge.
One of the side effects of COVID was not having any symptoms.
That's true. Yeah, they said, oh, you're symptom-free, you must have COVID. No, I'm healthy. That's what symptom-free means. But, yeah, I was even afraid to test because I was suspect of the testing kits themselves.
Exactly.
Or if they're not picking up a sample but dropping one off.
Yes.
So I was very skeptical of those, too. But I didn't have COVID. And I didn't get vaccinated.
No, me neither.
You know, I talked to my doctor. My doctor tried to talk me into getting the vaccine.
Yes.
And I told him about my research and about, you know, the things that we talk about on here, how it's mRNA and I'm DNA and I'm not altering my body. And then he kept talking and kept talking. So finally I said, and what about the fetal stem cells? I said, I'm not putting those in my body. And he said, well, the cells in it now are clones. They're not the original fetal stem cells. They cloned them. I said, well, they started out as fetal stem cells, right? Whether you clone them or not, they were fetal stem cells from a dead baby. I'm not putting that in my body. And then he stopped asking me. So
yeah,
that was
he
the
couldn't
end of
just-
that. No, you know, because you clone it doesn't make it any less. You know, if you're cloning it, you're telling me it's the same thing, right?
But you know what's funny? When you have those doctors telling you you need stuff, to me, it's just that they're like a timeshare salesman. It's just you see them arguing for that sale because they see their paycheck floating away because you're not buying.
Or they trust this drug. You know, some of the doctors, and I think that they were just trusting it because they're in the medical field, and, of course, you know, why would their cohorts lie to them, lead them astray? You know, that's a big industry. Why would... But when you think about it, there's no money in cures. They make money keeping you sick. that's keeping you sick is job security. So they give you a drug, and then they give you another drug to counteract the side effects from the first drug they gave you. And, you know, it just goes on and on like that.
And therein lies my original question as to why there's so many educated, smart people out there that tell you to do your own research, but when it comes to a doctor, everything stops, and I got to listen to this doctor. Yeah, I'll take chemo even though my body only allows me an 8% chance of survival. I'll go ahead and get this gene therapy even though 74% of the deaths of COVID have been from the gene therapy. People are willing to just accept someone because they have a white coat on and they tell you what their paycheck dictates.
Yeah, well, those ventilators were killing people, too.
Yes.
I wouldn't let them put me on a ventilator.
I'm not going to play this video now, but there's another Berberine video from somebody that I trust. I just took a blind, just first thing that came up that was less than 5 minutes, but this one I'm just sending you in Facebook. It's just over 4 minutes also.
Okay. So let's talk about Christopher Wray, too. Hey, do you know the Bank of America gave the FBI gun purchase records?
I know that they gave away a bunch of stuff for January 6th, and I heard that was in there, but I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, well, Bank of America, they recorded gun purchases, you know, if you used your debit card or your credit card to buy a gun. Bank of America turned that purchase record over to the FBI without a warrant. You know, the FBI gave them search queries, and they admit that they do it regularly. So they wanted to know who bought guns, and Bank of America just turned that information over to them without a warrant. You know, and then and today, Christopher Wray said that they didn't tell the tech companies to censor Americans. They suggested things, and they gave them search words, and you know, they just made suggestions. But it was up to the tech company to actually do the actual censoring. When the FBI suggests you take that down, unless you want a whole lot of trouble with the FBI, like Elon Musk has got, you'll take it down. Can you imagine he admitted that? Daryl Issa called him out on that. Did I lose you again?
No, I'm here. I'm letting you talk.
Oh, okay. I wanted you to bring that up.
The Wray Epps, or because I wanted to start with the Wray Epps first, and then we can.
Oh, Wray Epps.
I don't have
Christopher Wray
stuff in my arsenal.
All right, talk about Wray Epps, and then we'll get back to that.
All right, so let's play this clip real quick, and then we'll discuss.
Okay. FBI Director Christopher Wray, under oath, is getting questioned here by Troy Nails, if I'm not mistaken. Now, he questions him about Wray Epps and the whole J6 situation, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you guys to check it out. Let me know what you guys think down below. Here you go.
We need to go into the Capitol.
Into
the Capitol.
What?
We are going to the Capitol. We are from the bar. It's that direction. Yes. Please spread the word.
All right, noted.
Okay, but one more thing.
Yes, so can we go up there? No?
When we go in.
Are we going to get arrested if we go up there?
Yeah. You don't need to get shot.
Should you arrest us?
USA! 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 USA!
is breaching the line, going in at the first breach into the Capitol grounds, a restricted area. Mr. Ray, you have arrested hundreds of people related to January 6th. And there have been people arrested for breaching Capitol grounds. Cooey Griffin is an example. Rachel Genko is an example. And then we go to Mr. Brandon Streca. Brandon was arrested for disorderly and disruptive conduct, which included yelling, I quote, go, 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 as rioters tried to empty the Capitol. These three never went into the Capitol. They never assaulted anyone. So let's be honest with each other. There is very little difference between the actions of Ray Epps and Brandon Streca that day, but yet Streca was arrested and Epps wasn't. Epps also testified to the January 6th committee. He was back at his hotel when video evidence showed that he wasn't. He lied. He was on the Capitol grounds just as Brandon Streca was. Epps even texted his nephew at 2:12 p.m. and said, I quote, I was in the front with a few others. It was on the video. I also orchestrated it. Now look into the camera, sir, when you answer my next question. Are you going to arrest Mr. Epps, yes or no?
I'm not going to engage here in a discussion about individual people who are
okay,
or are not going to be prosecuted.
Can I get a commitment? You just watched the video. I'm an old law dog. I understand a little bit about probable cause. He did very little. There was very little difference what he did in Mr. Streca. You can see him. He's encouraging. I almost think he's inciting a riot. He's encouraging people the night prior to go into the Capitol, the day of, go into the Capitol, and he was at the first breach. And he breached the restricted area. Everybody, a lot of people getting arrested for not going into the Capitol, but they're in the restricted area. But yet, Ray Epps, who many people feel, fed, right? And there's a lot of clout over this. So my point is this. You arrested a lot of folks for unlawful activity. You just saw the video. And I will tell you, Mr. Ray, if you don't arrest Mr. Epps, there's a reason behind it. I believe you know what it is. And it appears to me you are protecting this guy. I strongly recommend you get your house back in order. With that, I yield back.
Mr. Chairman, if I might briefly.
Gentlemen, we'll respond, then we got a couple point of orders.
It is never.
Unanimous consent, excuse me. Go ahead.
It has never been appropriate for an FBI director in congressional testimony to be weighing in on who is or isn't going to be arrested and who is or isn't going to get charged, which is a prosecutor's decision. If you are suggesting that the violence that at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources or FBI agents, the answer is no, it was not. And to suggest otherwise is a disservice to our hardworking, dedicated law enforcement profession.
Can I respond to that now that the point is he was number 16 on your list.
Yeah,
he was 16 on your list. You never arrested
the
him.
Gentleman
hundreds of Americans
the
were arrested. Shame on you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Florida for unanimous consent.
Mr. Chairman, I seek unanimous consent for all members have 5 legislative days to submit any additional materials as well as any questions for the record for the director, and I would hope that those questions for the record we would submit would receive more timely responses than some of our letters have. I would further seek unanimous consent that the text, that the WhatsApp message from Hunter Biden I used earlier in the hearing be submitted for the record.
Without objection, gentleman from Georgia is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a unanimous consent request that a article from the Daily Mail dated today with the headline, January 6th protester Ray Epps reveals he's forced to live in an RV in hiding after death threats over FBI informant conspiracy. Feds confirm he's never worked for them as he slams right-wing theorists using him as a scapegoat.
Now that you guys seen that, here is Wesley Hunt out of Texas, who just followed me on Twitter. Shout out to you. I just had to say it. Here he is going in on Christopher Ray and the FBI. Check this out and let me know what you think about this.
400 years in federal prison for allegedly being in possession of classified documents he obtained as the commander-in-chief of these United States of America. And meanwhile, President Biden is facing no charges for the classified documents he had held at his time as a senator and a vice president, not the president of these United States of America. And last I checked, he had no legal authority to declassify those documents. Assuming President Trump was in possession of said classified documents, would those documents be more secure, surrounded by Secret Service at Mar-a-Lago, or in a box, in a garage, behind your Corvette? No, they answer that question. Question for you, sir. What can you tell us about the status of the FBI's investigation of President Biden's classified documents found next to his Corvette in Delaware and those found at the Penn Biden Center? Do we have an update on that, sir?
What I can tell you is that there is an ongoing special counsel investigation led by Mr. Robert Herr, and we have FBI agents affiliated with it, working on it, working very actively and aggressively with him on that case. I obviously disagree with your description of the two standards. In my view, we, at least under my watch, we have one standard, and that is we're going to pursue the facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it. And I add that last part because especially in sensitive investigations, almost by definition, somebody's not going to like it.
So I understand, and that's actually why I led with the sentiment of the American people. I understand that's your sentiment. I do want to finish this. So I want everybody to talk about this dichotomy that we have seen. I get your point, sir, but that's just not what we see as the public, as we the people. We see one case being fast-tracked and one case being slow-walked. We see one president's home being raided, the other president's home being kindly searched. You have one government agency, the Secret Service, protecting the former president and his home, and another government agency, the FBI, raiding the same home. Now, to me, sir, that's tragically ironic. And we expect more from a functional constitutional republic, and these things shouldn't be happening.
Ooh, he went ham. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we all feel. This is how we all feel. Is the Biden administration weaponizing the DOJ or the FBI? Is it happening? Is that a real thing? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I recommend you watch many more of what this hearing was about on the congressional floor with Christopher Wray and the FBI, because these questions must be answered. And look, as you can see, he panics every time he has to answer. What do you guys think down below about what happened today? What went down? More to come. Follow us on Locals. Join us on Rumble. You guys know how it goes on YouTube.
So let me jump in here. So in other news, Ray Epps announced his lawsuit today that he's suing Fox News for defamation because they showed him on camera with the Tucker Carlson show sharing how he said you have to go into the Capitol. So he says he wasn't there and he didn't say that, even though there's video.
Well, yeah, there's video, and that's going nowhere, and that's just a front. The guy's a fed. And as far as Christopher Wray goes, he said if you're asking if the FBI orchestrated or there was some orchestrated deal for January 6th by the FBI, that's not true. He's right. It wasn't orchestrated by the FBI. They were incorporated into it, but it was orchestrated by Pelosi, probably by Hillary and Obama and all the rest, too. I mean, Pelosi had her daughter there documenting it as a filmmaker.
Right.
They had refused National Guard. Even the mayor of D.C., she refused, is that her name? Yeah, she refused help from the National Guard. They knew they didn't need the National Guard. They knew that those people were not dangerous. They knew that never once has Trump supporters been violent or set things on fire. Their lives were never in any danger. They're all laughing and joking, walking down the hallway on those films to go down into the tombs or wherever they went for their safety. Nobody was in any danger there. The people walking around stayed inside the ropes. Brandon Straka is a nonviolent person. And yes, he was there. He was documenting it. He's a conservative, so of course they arrested him. Wray Epps is a fed. He started his trouble the night before. He was plotting it, planning it. It was encouraging people the night before to go into that Capitol. People were asking him, are we going to get arrested? And just on that clip you just played.
Right.
They didn't even want to go in. And we've already spoken about that glass and the way it broke like a windshield. That was not the glass that those construction workers had put in there when they hardened that building after 9/11. That was not 7-inch thick glass. That broke like a windshield. It might have been an inch and a half thick. But You notice they only broke one window. So that's probably all they swapped out. There were so many people there. If those windows were that fragile, they could have broken in every window in that place. But they didn't, because the other windows had 7-inch glass in them. That really thick, heavy, bomb-proof, shatterproof glass that they put in there. That window was swapped out for a reason. And the people, the instigators, knew exactly which window to go to break in. Out of all the windows in the whole Capitol, they chose that one to go in, and that one just happened to shatter real easily. And the door was open from the inside. And the people that did go in did not damage or destroy anything. They were chanting, USA, USA. It's the people's house. It's not illegal to go in there. It was all a setup. We have political prisoners currently as we speak. Even the bail bondsman from down here, his name is Adam Honeycutt. They call him Bundy. He's still in jail. He took a selfie with his feet up on Pelosi's desk. He's the local bail bondsman here. He's not some sort of criminal or violent radical. He got sucked in, you know, with the crowd. And he walked around like a tourist. Door was open. He went in. He didn't take anything, didn't steal anything, didn't damage anything. He sat back on her chair, took a selfie, got up, and left. Never looked at anything, never touched anything. But he's still in jail. It was a setup. Those people are political prisoners. And then you got people who actually did burn down cities. And remember when Trump went out and looked at that church and he held up the Bible? Does anybody remember what was going on outside the White House? They were trying to tear down statues, and they were setting fires, and they were pelting the Capitol Police with all kinds of projectiles, bottles and rocks and everything else. The people January 6th weren't doing that. But they're insurrectionists. And even Joe Biden made fun of those people. Oh, yeah, well, if you're going to have an insurrection, you're going to need F-15s, not AR-15s. Nobody there was armed. I mean, if, right. If you're going to overthrow the government, you'd think you'd bring a weapon. You know, something like a tank or even a battering ram, something. You got all those people. So they weren't trying to overthrow the government. They were trying to make sure the election was clean. They were doing their best to be patriots, to adhere to the rules, to follow the rules, to follow the Constitution. That's all they wanted their elected representatives to do, was follow the Constitution. They weren't trying to overturn an election. They just wanted Mike Pence to pause everything and double check, because there was a lot of discrepancies in that election. When you're running a tally on Fox News and your numbers are going up, then your numbers go down, who deducts numbers in an election? Not only did they not give Trump his votes, they took some away. How do you lose votes? How do your numbers go? All right, let's just throw a number out there, from 60,000 to 55,000. If you're doing a run and tally, the number always goes up. It never goes down. So there was hanky-panky there. Look what's going on in Arizona and New York and Georgia. There was serious discrepancies, and all Pence had to do would say, we can't certify the election today. We're going to postpone it until we investigate these discrepancies. And then if the numbers are right, so be it. And if they're not right, now's our opportunity to correct it.
And I don't know anybody had an issue with that.
Yeah, well, instead, he decided to certify a fraudulent election. And the people still didn't set the place on fire. They weren't rowdy. They weren't violent. They weren't swinging on anybody. There was no weapons. There was no fires. Nothing got broken except a window that wasn't broken by a Fed.
On the inside.
Yeah, and the door opened by the, from the inside, too. But
yes.
Those people didn't do that. And then they got pushed by the crowd into the Capitol by the agitators, by the feds, and most of the people in there. I would say, if you look around, maybe 50% of the people in there were feds. And you can tell. The other people were idiots. They just got sucked in and wandered around like tourists. They got pulled into a trap. And now they're political prisoners.
But it just seems like they're hiding Ray Epps' identity, and everybody knows who he is. So it's not like Christopher Ray is getting over on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that Christopher Ray is doing is just like a bunch of these other people, their job is just to keep that dam up just as long as they possibly can. So
right.
Christopher Ray is like so many other people where they have four fingers and three toes inside some holes that are in the ship to stop it from leaking.
Right. Yeah, he's just stonewalling. He's just
buying time.
He doesn't know anything. How convenient. And, like I said, he's right about not orchestrating that. The FBI didn't orchestrate that. They're not powerful enough for that. They follow orders. They don't give them.
Right, but then why can't he give any information about Ray Epps?
Because he's following orders. And, you know, they always fall back on that. That's an ongoing investigation. It's been ongoing for how long? How long are you going to take? 10, 20 years? How long are these people going to rot in jail?
So who do we have to go to get the information, Brandon? And we'll just wait until he's not on cocaine and then just have him just announce it? Is that what
right.
we're going to wait for?
No, they're telling us we may never get the information. They'll just say it's an ongoing investigation. They still won't give us the JFK files. It's been 60 years. Why would they give us those files, a supposed insurrection? And they played it up, and the media played it up. And any normal person can see that wasn't an insurrection. But you know what? People repeat that. They parrot it. Oh, yeah, it was an insurrection January 6th. No, there wasn't. No, there wasn't. You have no idea what an insurrection is.
Well, if they want to say the feds were insurrecting against the people, that's more likely than saying the people were insurrecting.
Right. Yeah, it was the radicals in our federal government that was trying to overthrow us.
So maybe it wasn't
an
insurrection.
That was an election they were over. They
we're
succeeded
going about
in open.
It was an insurrection, Joanne. It was just the feds going after us.
Right. Exactly. It was a coup. That's what happened. Donald Trump won that election, and it was stolen by professional thieves.
So what's going to happen
now,
this election? Because we know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Any other country that happened in, they'd call it a coup.
Yes.
And the United States would be dropping bombs on them.
But Trump's going to have at minimum 100 million votes or else he's going to get screwed again.
I know. He has to take 90% of the votes just to break even.
Yes. So, but
if he gets 100% of the vote, they're still going to find a way to not give it to him.
Yeah.
They're already saying he's got too much baggage. The only baggage he's got is what they've been landing on him. The guy, I mean, they got a microscope up his rear end for crying out loud. The guy's got to be the cleanest guy in the country.
How does Brandon not have any baggage? That's what I don't understand.
He himself is baggage.
Like Brandon's the cleanest piece of shit around.
No kidding. He's filthy as it gets. But he's paying them he's blackmailing them. He's showing them, don't let this happen to you. You go along with me or your ass is going to be in the permanent prison too. If you're not with Biden, you're an insurrectionist. And all this QAnon stuff and this mega stuff, when he says all those mega Republicans, you know, he might as well say all those doodle heads. It sounds so juvenile. Mega this, mega that. Get lost, dude. It does. It sounds like, oh, yeah, Republicans got cooties. That's how juvenile he sounds. It's sad.
But,
and then,
there are lots of people, though, that said they voted for Brandon the first time, but not again.
You know, I'm still mad at them for voting for him the first time. We told them not to do that.
Oh, I understand that.
But what do we know, right? Every single word we have said, everything we have predicted, and every fact we told them was true. Now, if they don't know it, they're either lying or they're never going to know it. You want to believe what your TV tells you? You know it's a lie. It's been proven a lie. You've been told it's a lie. I'm done trying to wake people up. You know, now it's time to wake up the lions. But, you know, we have to learn that we got an early vote. You saw what they did. Now, Republicans usually vote on Election Day.
Right.
So conveniently, they had machines that didn't work. They had paper that was the wrong size for the tabulators. They found ways to screw with Election Day voting. So Republicans have to learn from that. They have to early vote. They didn't want to early vote because they didn't want people messing with the tally. Well, they messed with it anyhow.
But,
and they messed with the machine.
But another thing, too, was in Arizona, Carrie Lake even said, I went into a Democrat district to put my vote in because they only mess with the Republican votes.
Right. Yeah, the Democrat machines were working just fine. But
yeah.
They know what districts are. You know, they gerrymandered them on purpose. So, you know, in the red districts, they screwed with the machines and the tabulators. And those machines were never supposed to be on the Internet. But there was a point that all those machines were on the Internet. So we have to go in there with telephones. And if you can pick up a signal, then the Internet is on. If you go in and you can't get on Wi-Fi, then the Internet is off. So we even have to check that. We have to check them for hotspots. Because those machines are not supposed to be connected to the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to watch those machines 24/7. Because they said that some of the machines, I think in New York, the machines were all checked. And then they left the machines in the warehouse. Somebody came in and changed all the SIM cards in the machines after they were checked. So you've got to watch the machines, too, because, you know, they check them, they're fine. And then you walk away from them and somebody comes in and changes the SIM card. Now they're not fine anymore. And we have to learn how to ballot harvest. You know, you have to beat them to the elderly, old age homes and help
yes.
the people fill out the ballots and then bring them to the drop-off centers. We have to learn all that. And if we don't, quit crying. I don't want to hear another word or you're crying. You have an opportunity to fix it. If you do not take this opportunity, who are you going to blame? Anyone but yourself?
And if you can't beat Brandon right now, then we deserve to lose.
Yeah. But it's the machine we're fighting. Brandon is just the figurehead. He's not running anything.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Half water. Yeah, he's not running anything. It's still Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Hillary. That's the same old, same old. And, of course, they're protecting him. And he's not going to say anything because they got all kinds of blackmail on him. That's what they do. They blackmail each other. But everybody's making money up there, whether they're insider trading or running all these organizations or shell companies or all of the above, you know, selling out influence. You know he sold out our energy industry. He's not issuing permits for drilling. He's not issuing permits to build refineries or to mine coal or to frack or, you know, natural gas. No. But the companies that gave him millions of dollars, they're doing all that and making money. Like Burisma, they're making money. China's making money on their energy industry. Russia's making money on their industry. I mean, Ukraine's making money on their oil, on their gas and oil industry. But there's no permitting pipelines or anything else here. So that's what he sold. They're making money. We're not. Of course he sold that. And he sold military secrets. He admitted that. You played the tape a minute ago.
Yeah. You like how I snuck that in the broccoli, man, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I pay attention. So, you know, that's where we're at. And it's a damn shame, too. And the thing about the tech companies, Christopher Wray said, well, we just make suggestions. Yeah. Daryl Issa even said, when a prominent law enforcement agency in the country suggests that, then it is actually an order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, that was a cop-out right there.
All right, so we need more Christopher Wray stuff today.
Yeah, well, I got a few things here. All right, I wrote this, the FBI's defense of... What?
You want me to play a clip or you want to go first?
No, go ahead, play the clip. We've got plenty of time.
All right.
We've got a half an hour.
We have plenty, so I'm going to start with the Chip Roy. We'll have Jim Jordan, we have Matt Gaetz, we have Thomas Massey. There's a whole host of people that got some good punches in today. So we'll start with Chip Roy.
All right, play those. Those are where my notes are anyhow.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Director Wray, for appearing. Brian Auten was one of the FBI intelligence analysts who interviewed Igor Danchenko, the principal source of the Steele dossier, in January 2017, correct?
I believe that's in the Durham report.
And Danchenko explained that the dossier allegations were BS, yet the FBI did not reveal that to the FISA court. Instead, the FBI continued to use those allegations in two more sworn FISA applications about President Trump and Putin, correct?
Well, again, I want to let Mr. Durham's report speak for itself.
Okay, but as director of the FBI, those are the facts of the FBI under your watch. The FBI conducted...
Well, no, sir, I'm sorry. It's important. Not under my watch. Those are the facts.
I'm getting to the part under your watch.
Okay.
The FBI conducted an internal investigation of Auten and sought to suspend him, but Auten appealed, correct?
I can't discuss a specific pending personnel matter.
Okay, well, according to recent reports, those are the facts. Nevertheless, in 2020, after Senators Grassley and Johnson highlighted evidence of potential financial crimes and corruption against the Biden family, the FBI assigned Auten to compile an assessment which was used to characterize the Biden revelations as Russian disinformation. The evidence Grassley and Johnson had collected were mostly financial records and could easily have been corroborated as authentic. And by then, the FBI had the Hunter laptop in its possession for over a year, so it knew the lucrative payments of the Bidens from corrupt and anti-American regimes were authentic. How on earth did the FBI empower an agent under investigation for potentially corrupt performance and abuse of FISA in one politically fraught investigation, a Democrat operative-driven case against President Trump, to play a key role and to undermine a second politically fraught investigation, a case against the Bidens. How's that possible? How can you allow that to occur in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as my colleagues on the other side of the aisle say, the elite law enforcement agency of the United States? How does that occur?
I can't at the moment discuss a pending personnel matter. I can tell you that every employee who in any way touched the Crossfire Hurricane matter has been referred to our Office of Professional Responsibility, our disciplinary
arm. Are you
arm.
Concerned about this activity by the FBI and what was communicated to the FISA court? Does that concern you as the director of the FBI?
I consider the conduct that was described in the Durham report as totally unacceptable and unrepresentative of what I see from the FBI every day and must never be allowed to happen again.
And have there been consequences as a result? Is Mr. Auten, has he had consequences?
Well, again, I can't speak to pending personnel matters. As you would perhaps remember from your own time in law enforcement, because we were working closely with Mr. Durham and I assigned agents to help him, at his request, we slowed down the administrative process to allow his investigation to complete itself. Now that it is complete, our personnel processes are very much ongoing.
Well, I think it is more than troubling that under your watch, we see that this continued to occur, and you have Auten being continued to be empowered after there was an investigation and after there was an effort by the FBI to look into why he would go to the FISA court and give wrong information. I mean, the issue here has been wrapped up in a cloud of politics, but the fact is the American people deserve to know how the FISA court is being abused and how it's being abused against the former president and against them in light of the reports that we saw Mr. Johnson from Louisiana put forward that was in a court filing and a court report. I want to move on to another topic. On September 23rd, 2022, 20 heavily armed agents stormed the home of Mark Houck. You're familiar with this?
I'm familiar with the Houck case a little bit, yes.
And this was after Mr. Houck's lawyer reached out and said he would appear voluntarily because the incident in question occurred almost in a year earlier in October of 2021, so a year earlier. And the question here I have, local authorities investigated the incident but concluded there was no case. After the jury met for roughly an hour, Houck was acquitted. How on earth did Mark Houck end up having the FBI send several armed agents along with local authorities to arrest him at gunpoint? And do you approve it? Did you approve of that?
Well, let me start where you ended. Decisions about the manner of an arrest are not something that the FBI director approves. I defer to and rely on the judgment of the experienced career agents on the ground who have both the most intimate understanding of the facts and of the training experience to decide how best to effectuate an arrest.
Do you know who did order it?
And my understanding is that that arrest was conducted in our Philadelphia division by career agents with a combined 40 years of FBI experience.
Do you approve of the raid now in retrospect? Well, do you think it was appropriate? Do you think it was appropriate for a father to have armed FBI agents along with local agents go to his home, arrest him at gunpoint for alleged violation of the FACE Act a year after the alleged incident, after the father had said through his lawyer that he would appear voluntarily? Do you believe that FBI agents should go to the home of a father in Philadelphia suburbs?
I'm not going to second guess the judgment of the career agents on the ground who made the determination.
But your job is to second guess and look at what they are doing. Your job is to review what they do. Your job is to protect the American people from a tyrannical FBI storming the home of an American family.
I could not disagree more with your description of the FBI as tyrannical.
I don't believe it's tyrannical that FBI agents were a part of storming a father's home in suburban Philadelphia?
I'm the gentleman.
Mr. Chairman.
Time of the gentleman's expired. The witness may respond, and then we'll move to our next witness.
Sir, respectfully.
Member.
They did not storm his house. They came to his door. They knocked on his door and identified themselves. They asked him to exit. He did without incident. Whenever our agents, well, not at gunpoint, whenever our agents conduct an arrest, they are armed. Our agents are armed virtually all the time, as you may remember from your own experience as a prosecutor.
The gentleman yields back. The ranking member has the unanimous consent.
Wow. That was difficult proof.
Oh, I know.
I had to listen to that. I got all kinds of notes here I took. First of all, that's BS, what the director has just said. He has to approve such high-profile arrests, first of all. So he threw his agents under the bus. It is his job to know. And he doesn't know this, he doesn't know that. But when he just finished, he knew a lot of details, didn't he? They didn't storm his house. They went in. They did this. They did that. Wow, you certainly know a lot of details now, huh? 30 seconds ago, you didn't know anything about it. It was up to the cops, you know, who pulled the raid. But now you know all about it, where they were standing, what they were doing, how they entered. Oh, that had everything I could not to just yell, that's bullshit.
Oh, and that's just
wow.
One. So there's more clips. So we can hear what Thomas Massey had to say. That's about 3.5 minutes.
From Kentucky is recognized for 5 minutes.
I thank the chairman. Director Ray, in light of information provided to us about the FBI's investigation of the January 6th pipe bombs, in an interview with Assistant Director Stephen Drontuono, Chairman Jordan and I sent you a letter a month ago. Some of the information that we found in that interview was that phone data that could have helped to identify the pipe bomber was corrupted, was unusable. He also wasn't sure who found or how the second bomb was found at the DNC. Do you know how the second bomb was found at the DNC, and when do you plan on answering our letter?
Well, as to the letter, I will work with the department to make sure we can figure out what information we can provide. As you know, this is a very active, ongoing investigation, and there are some restrictions on that, but we will do our
best. Yes, we can handle classified information, and we fund your department, and so you need to provide that.
It's not an issue of classification. It's an issue of commenting on ongoing criminal investigations, which is something that by longstanding department policy we are restricted in doing. And in fact, the last administration actually strengthened those policies partly
because... That's not our policy, though, and we fund you. So let's move on. Do you know how the second pipe bomb... Can you tell us how the second pipe bomb was found at the DNC?
Again, I'm not going to get into that here.
900 days ago is when this happened, and you said you had total confidence we'd apprehend the subject. We found video that looks like somebody, a passerby, miraculously found this pipe bomb at the DNC and then notified the police. Miraculously, I say, because it was specifically the precise time to cause the maximum distraction from the events going on at the Capitol. Can you show this video that we have, please? I'd like to know if the director has seen this. This is somebody with a mask on, wearing a hat. They're walking in front of the DNC, which is out of the view on the right-hand side. You'll see him come into view. He goes to one police car. He goes to another police car. He's holding a backpack. He's got a mask on. He's talking to the police. And within a minute, they start scrambling. You'll see the camera turn to the pipe bomb, the location of the pipe bomb. By the way, that's I believe the Metro Police are now getting out of their car, and that's Vice President-elect's detail in the black SUV, I believe, parked about 30 feet from the pipe bomb, eating lunch. Okay, now we go over to the location of the pipe bomb. The cameras are scrambling. It appears to me that that's not a coincidence, that the person with the backpack who walked by that bench and then went up to the police and the detail didn't do that accidentally. They had a purpose in mind, and that what transpired after that was the result of information that person gave to them. If that person found the pipe bomb, would they be a suspect?
Well, again, I don't want to speculate about specific individuals. I will tell you that we have done thousands of interviews, reviewed something like 40,000 video files, of which this is one, assessed 500-something tips.
Have you interviewed that
the
person?
Devices. We have conducted all logical investigative steps and interviewed all logical individuals at this
point.
Then
it's 900 days. You need to tell us what you found, because we're finding stuff you haven't released into the public. And
wow. What do you think about that?
Nothing different from Chip Roy or anything else I've seen today. It's just that I don't know if I have words for it.
No, I got words for it. Those pipe bombs were a setup, and they were placed there intentionally as a plan B. If it didn't work out in getting the people into the Capitol, they were going to detonate those bombs and, again, blame the mega crowd. But when they didn't need them, they got collected up. And asking about if, you know, the person who spotted the bombs, wouldn't they be a suspect? Remember what they did at the Olympics in Atlanta to that poor guy?
Yes.
That found the backpack with the bombs in it? They tortured that guy for years thinking that he was a suspect. But this guy, this bomb over there, and he just walks away? No. They were probably inert, you know, like a smoke bomb or some sort of a small device that wasn't going to kill anybody but was going to make a lot of noise if they needed it. But there was nobody around the DNC. You know, the people, the crowd didn't go to the DNC headquarters. They went to the Capitol. So those were moot, and they tried to collect them up before they were spotted, but it was too late. Somebody spotted them, so they had to get rid of them. But that was after the fact. The DNC's got cameras all over it. It's not like they just lock the door and go away, and there isn't on every corner a traffic camera. There's video cameras on every building in D.C. There's video cameras all around the DNC everywhere. Everything has a camera on it. So they know who put the bombs there.
Oh, of course.
Right. And then when they weren't necessary, they tried to collect them up unnoticed, but that didn't happen. So now they're not going to give any information. And again, Christopher Wray falls back. I'm not going to comment on an ongoing investigation. You should have already had that information. If Congress can pick it out on a camera, so can you. And again, he doesn't have any information except when he's defending the FBI. Then he has all the details. Who was where, what they did. You know, like he said, oh, yeah, they didn't raid the guy's house. They didn't go storming in. And it wasn't tyranny. It was this. Boy, you have all the details now, don't you, dude? What a farce. Yeah, he remembers a lot when he doesn't feel pressured. And as far as the bomb investigation, right, the guy says, well, we can handle classified. And he said, well, it's not a matter of classification. So the information isn't even classified. So what's the holdup?
So let's hear what Mark Gates had to say. This is the best out of them all. And then I still have Jim Jordan.
Okay.
The American people need to understand what just happened. My Democrat colleague just asked the director of the FBI whether or not they are buying information about our fellow Americans. And the answer is, well, we'll just have to get back to you on that. It sounds really complicated. But I have other questions. I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you. But let's go from the uncurious to the downright nosy. How many illegal FISA queries have occurred under your leadership of the FBI?
Well, there are reports that have come out with different numbers about compliance incidents.
More than a million illegal ones? Because that's what the Inspector General said. The Inspector General said that in the 3.4 million of these queries, more than a million were in error. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment by the Inspector General?
I'm not sure, actually, that's a correct characterization of the Inspector General's
findings on that. The Internet will remind you of that in moments. But let's now go to what the court said. The court said it was over 200,000 that have occurred on your watch. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment?
Again, I don't have the numbers as I sit here right now. What I can
seems like a number you should know. How many times the FBI is breaking the law under your watch, especially if it's like over a million, to not know that number? And I'm worried about your veracity on the subject as well. Play the video.
Letters for investigation of the Capitol. I don't believe FISA is remotely implicated in our investigation.
So there, Senator Lee's asking you whether or not FISA was in any way involved in your January 6th investigation, and you say no. Was that truthful?
I said that I did not believe it was.
Okay, so now let's pull up what the court said, which was something a little different than what you said. So here, nope, that's not the right one. Yeah, here we go. Right there, it says, the government has reported additional significant violations of the querying standard, including several relating to the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol. So I guess the question, Director Ray, is, did you not know when you were answering these questions that the FBI was engaging in these illegal searches, or did you perjure yourself to Senator Lee?
I certainly didn't perjure myself. At the time that I testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I didn't have that piece of information. I will add...
Well, that was a court order. You didn't have that piece of information because the court hadn't yet rendered a judgment. Did you not know when you gave the untruthful answer before Senator Lee that this was going on?
It was a truthful answer. I did not believe FISA had been involved in the January 6th
investigation. But it was. So you didn't... The answer is the FBI has broken so bad that people can go and engage in queries that when you come before the Congress to answer questions, you're like blissfully ignorant. You're blissfully ignorant as to the unlawful queries. You're blissfully ignorant as to the Biden shakedown regime. And it just seems like it gets into a kind of a creepy place as well. Go to our next image on what the court said. Like, just so the American people realize, the court has smacked you down, ruling FBI personnel apparently conducted queries for improper personal reasons. People were looking themselves up. They were looking their ex-lovers up. Who has been held accountable or fired as a consequence of the FBI using the FISA process as their, like, creepy personal snoop machine?
There have been instances in which individuals have had disciplinary action and Amen. Who are no longer with it. I can't get into it here, but we can follow back up
with
you.
But don't you see that that's kind of the thing, Director Ray, that you preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history? People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are. And the reason is because you don't give straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems aren't true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. And it appears as though you're whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people.
Respectfully, Congressman, in your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is up over 100%.
We're deeply proud of them, and they deserve better than you.
Time of the gentleman has expired. The gentleman from Tennessee is recognized for 5 minutes.
Wow, that was a good burn at the end of that. We're proud of them.
Yeah.
They don't need you. But again... You know, he's trying to say that he didn't know about those queries on January 6th. So he's either in charge or he's not in charge. You know, he's trying to say that these people are acting rogue. They're using FISA for personal reasons. You know, looking up ex-girlfriends and, you know, he said some people had disciplinary action. Well, you know, doesn't the court have something to say about this? Shouldn't those FISA judges be pissed off that, you know, they're just using it for their own personal reasons and they're going after American citizens? That's foreign-based. It's not for Americans. FISA is the first, the F in FISA is for foreign. So that's only so you're looking up foreign spies and stuff. All right, so now, remember, we did a report on Rudolph Contreras. He's one of the FISA judges, and he's a real good friend of Comey's. And he was just rubber stamping everything. So if you got a judge in your pocket, that's what that the lovebirds there.
Strzok and whatever.
Now. Yeah, Strzok and Page. Rudolph Contreras was a friend of Strokes too. And like I said, he was just rubber stamping everything. So whatever they came with, the judge didn't check it out. But there's other FISA judges there. And this isn't making that look very good either. So we could do without the FISA court, which was from that Patriot Act there. And we can do without this FBI. You're saying, well, no wonder people don't trust them. How are you going to trust them? No trust is possible. I wouldn't trust them. I don't trust them at all. You know, they're running roughshod over people up there. They're doing whatever the hell they want. They don't care how many civil rights they break. They'll look up whoever they want. They'll harass anybody they want. They'll create crimes where there isn't any if they choose to. They are staging events. Look at what happened with that kidnapping attempt on Wilma. There was never a kidnapping attempt. Half the people involved were feds. And the two people that got arrested were both mentally challenged people. That was a setup from the start, too. January 6th was a setup from the start. They're committing what's called guerrilla lawfare. It's like guerrilla warfare, only they're using the courts. And the courts are going along with it, too. So how are you going to trust the judge? Even your defense attorney is an officer of the court. Look what they just did to the Trump's valet there. They nullified his client attorney privilege and pulled the lawyer into court, subpoenaed the lawyer. You know, so you can't even trust your lawyer. It's all bullshit. So disgusted with all of it. The whole thing is a mess.
There's Jim Jordan.
All right, let's do it.
Chair now recognizes himself for an opening statement. 8 days ago, 8 days ago on July 4th in the Western District of Louisiana, the court found that the federal government suppressed Americans' First Amendment free speech rights. In his conclusion on page 154, the court said this, the judge said this, plaintiffs are likely to succeed on the merits in establishing that the government has used its power to silence the opposition. Opposition to COVID-19 vaccines, opposition to COVID-19 mask and lockdowns, opposition to the lab leak theory of COVID-19, opposition to the validity of the 2020 election, opposition to President Biden's policies, statements that the Hunter Biden laptop was true, and opposition to policies of the government officials in power. All were suppressed. It is quite telling that each example or category of suppressed speech was conservative in nature. The court further writes, the United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to an Orwellian Ministry of Truth. Specific to the FBI, the court said this, the FBI's failure to alert social media companies that the Biden laptop story was real and not Russian disinformation is particularly troubling. The FBI had the laptop in their possession since December 2019 and had warned social media companies repeatedly to look out for, quote, hack and dump operation by the Russians prior to the 2020 election. Even after Facebook specifically asked whether the laptop story was Russian disinformation, the FBI refused to comment, resulting in social media companies' suppression of this story, and as a result, millions of our fellow citizens did not hear the story prior to the November 3rd, 2020 election. Additionally, the FBI was included in industry meetings, bilateral meetings, received and forwarded alleged misinformation to social media companies, and actually misled companies in regard to the laptop story. When the court says the FBI misled, that's a nice way of saying they lied. They lied, and as a result, important information was kept from we the people days before the most important election we have, election of President of the United States, election of the Commander-in-Chief. In a survey last fall, Four out of five Americans said they believe there's a two-tiered system of justice in America today. They said that because there is. They said that because of what they've witnessed. Think about what Americans have seen. National School Board Association, left-wing political group, writes the White House and asks them to treat parents as, at school board meetings as terrorists. And the Garland Justice Department does just that. They put together a memo, set up a dedicated line of threat communication, a snitch line on parents. As a result, parents get investigated by our FBI, get a threat tag associated with their name, 25 of them, because whistleblowers came and told us were investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Americans have seen the FBI's Richmond field office put together a memorandum saying pro-life Catholics are extremists. They've seen 20 FBI agents, SWAT team members, show up at the home of Mark Houck and arrest him in front of his wife and seven children, even though he had indicated he'd be happy to turn himself in. What was he arrested for?
We're going to cut it there. I just got the 90-second buzzer. So anyway, Joanne, nothing's going to happen out of Christopher Wray. It's just that he's stonewalled long enough to live for another day. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And Biden did set up a Ministry of Truth, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, this is just so much. We'll pick it up when we finish today because we're running out of time. I want to say thank you for having me on tonight. I want to say thank you to all our Freedomizers for listening to me. And you already got your notice, so good night. I'm out.
All right, thank you, Joanne. Everyone else, I'll be back again tomorrow for the other shows on the network. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only 10% Chris Fires.